You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Anyway, we're here. We got the regs. Giannis Pappas filling in for Bobby Kelly, for Robert, Dr. Robert Kelly.
Dr. Bob, he's on the phone.
He's up in Montreal, but he's on the phone. And thank God Lauren's got a, what is that, a 7 plus?
6F.
6S plus, so I can see all of Bobby.
I have the latest and greatest.
You guys are...
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
When it comes to technology, the latest and greatest.
What's up, okay. Bobby? How you doing? You got your reading glasses on?
Yes, I got my reading glasses on. How you doing?
Good. They're more like goggles, though, aren't they? Those glasses are more like goggles.
Well, buddy, I got a fat head. I got to wear, you know, it's gotta be proportionate. I'm like a fat chick with small tits. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you look like you just got off a motor scooter.
He looks like bloated Mr. Magoo.
Who is that? Turn me to that person right now.
That's the rebel.
Turn me to that person.
Titties and blood, Ian Fidance.
What's up? What's up?
You look like a gay Mike DiStefano.
Oh, what a compliment. Thank you.
Listen. Fuck you. I didn't call. This is why I'm calling. I gotta go. I have a car service waiting for me.
Oh, he's very important.
He's, yeah,
wow.
He's bragging.
Lauren, turn my neck 80 degrees.
Turn the phone back to him again. Last time you were on the show, you're done.
Oh, come on.
You're done.
I love you, Bobby.
Come on.
Go back to Giannis.
Ian rode his bike here shirtless from Williamsburg with fucking rap music blaring off it. He does not give a fuck. I love this dude.
Yep.
Yeah, would you?
Doesn't he look like a divorced dad who just is like, fucking, I'm moving to Miami and I'm selling coke?
Yeah.
Or what did you say, Bobby? Yours was even better.
He looks like he's a rat for the cops.
I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Yeah, the movies. He looks like the guy who flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that the cop doesn't really have to beat up to get the info from.
Yeah, yeah. I just tell it off the bat.
That's perfect.
All right, here's what I'm calling for, because I really do got to fly. First of all.
Yeah. We lost him. We lost Bobby.
Thank you for.
Wait, you're breaking
up right now. What's that?
You're breaking up.
You broke up in this high technology communication we got going on right here.
I have to get these live reads in, Giannis.
Okay.
Okay, and this is deepdiscount.com. Have you heard about them?
I haven't heard about them, Bobby.
Well, let me tell you something about and I love this deepdiscounts.com.
Uh-huh.
Because right now, you can go. You like watching TV, right?
Yeah.
What else is there to do?
There's a lot. There's sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can have sex, but who wants to do that? That takes up so much time, and it's hot.
Right.
And so you watch TV.
Absolutely.
With a nice little snack.
Well, you do.
You don't have snacks?
No. I eat 3 times a day, not 15.
Giannis.
First of all, I only eat twice a day, and they're very big. Okay?
Yeah.
If I was there, you guys are in town. This is just, I've had a shit day, too. What a shit day I've had. Just a shit 2 days. I wish I was in there so I could fucking attack you. Cowards. You got me on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you're bashing me. Fuck you. I hope you choke on your iced coffee. Did Lauren get that for you?
No, she didn't. We came with them.
Well,
yeah, we know what kind of operation.
Yeah, I don't even get a fucking.
Are you ready to yell immediately?
Yeah. I don't even get a coffee anymore.
Bobby, you need a hug. Here, Lauren, put the phone up to me. I'm going to hug him.
Good luck trying. This kid is crazy.
Do you feel better now?
I think he's my new favorite in New York City. You're my new favorite person in
Hell
New York
yeah.
City.
I think I smell salami for some reason.
I'll work my way up to favorite comic.
We'll get there.
Thanks for that insult. I
you do
it.
Look
Dave
like...
Discount. All right. Shut up. Discount.com. All right? They're a very loyal sponsor to my podcast.
Okay.
And I really love going to this website. You can go to the website right now. You know what I got?
What?
I got Rhoda. I bought Rhoda. How's that?
Oh.
Like Mary Tyler Moore Rhoda?
Rhoda, you can go right now. They're having a big, huge sale of your favorite TV shows. Over 600 seasons of season ones. Okay? TV shows. DVDs and Blu-rays. Right now, why not start your binge watching and watch what you want when you want? You'll find current shows, too, like American Horror Story, The Office, okay, classics like Fantasy Island. Remember that?
Oh,
Boss,
yeah.
The plane.
Your fans want to know, can they see the whole first season of Ellen on it? They're big Ellen fans that listen to this podcast.
Murphy Brown,
Davey.
Too.
Can you take the bomb dander and wrap it around your forehead? They also have deepdiscount.com. You go to my website. You click right on the Riotcast at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and you can click on the Deep Discount logo right on the homepage. Look for special coupons, codes, sales icons. Save even more during their sale. Check this out. Season one TV shows. So that means it's season one.
Season one.
You having a stroke?
Be good to yourself. Shut up with your quips.
You got broken up.
I gotta go.
Oh. Deepdiscount.com.
Thank you. Check it out. Buy a few things. Listen, they're a great sponsor of the show, and I actually use this place. Go to deepdiscount.com. They got movie releases too, Giannis.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at it right now on the big screen.
Yeah. Out this week, guess what? Ghost in a Shell. Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
One of my new favorites.
Yeah.
Is it misogynistic to call her a hottie? Is that, can we still do that?
No, I think that's accurate.
No, free speech.
Free speech, is that free? All right, she's the first of her kind. A human mind inside of an artificial body.
Ooh.
She wants revenge, Giannis. You know why?
Why?
She found out that her creator lied about her past.
Why would he do that?
So mean.
It's in the script.
Because all really smart guys lie.
Yeah, they do.
Get a copy right now, DVD, Blu-ray, Ultra D, HD, for a really great price. DeepDiscount.com or click their logo on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Live. You'll also find a bunch of my material there, Giannis.
Mm.
And they have your material, too. Did you know that?
I did not. What do they have of mine?
Let's check it out.
Support. They have nothing to use. It's mine. It's all mine. So support my sponsor. Be good to yourself. Buy it. Own it. Watch it. When you want, check it out, deepdiscount.com. Thank you, Deep Discount. Who else is on the show today?
Right now, nobody. We're waiting for Aaron Berg.
On nobody. His way.
But while he's not here, me and Ian can just be him. Absolutely yeah. Hilarious. This guy coming to the stage.
You guys are a great crowd, Chinese cock.
Anyway, this next guy coming. Give it up for Paul Verzi, everybody. You like black cock, don't ya?
Hey, guys, you ever come on your sister's cheek by accident?
You look like you...
Ryan Hamilton.
You look like your vagina's nickname's cheesesteak. Ladies and gentlemen, bravo applause for my friend Monroe Martin.
You don't like black guys, do you? Next guy coming to the stage. Give it up for Derek Gaines, everybody.
Once you go black, you go right back to a white guy because they have money. Give it up for Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Absolutely.
He really is a piece of shit, isn't he?
Your pussy looks like it smells like garbage. Anyway, coming to the stage, give it up for Jerry Seinfeld, everybody.
All right, listen. I got my driver out front.
Sure. Ooh. Sure.
Okay.
Go back to jerking off in your hotel room.
I don't. What?
Your driver. Oh. Your big.
How fast does Lauren want me off this fucking phone call?
I don't.
No, she doesn't.
I love it when he goes, turn my head back to Giannis.
In the future, this may be like if he dies and they animate his brain.
Yeah. I'll still be here.
Someone will just have to hold his head in a phone and just he'll be alive like that.
Turn me back to that coward Giannis.
All right, I gotta go.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bobby. Appreciate it.
I'll see you guys when I get back, all right?
Thanks, brother.
Bye.
Thanks for calling into my podcast.
Bye,
appreciate
bye, Adam.
Bye.
Adam, that's the name.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it. Third one in.
Third time's a charm. Yeah, next time I'd like, if you can get one of those Mormon name tags, that'll work. Why does it take me so many times to remember the name?
It's hard with white men.
It is, right?
Yeah. No, it's hard with anyone, man. Names are fucking really tough.
Yeah.
I got good facial recognition, but names.
Yeah.
If you meet someone, you got to do that thing. It's called, I think it's like a mental house, right? Mm-hmm. You put them in a compartment in your brain. Like you think of somewhere that you, like your grandparents' house or whatever, and you walk in and you place their name to the right behind the umbrella holder.
Are
and
you then, making this shit up? Or it sounds like the most pseudoscience
I've
ever
heard. I just repeat their name 19 times in my head.
And you have a geisha fan right now.
It's hot, Giannis.
You have an eight. How fucking great are you? You rolled here on a bike with your shirt off and a fucking bandana, and you have a geisha fan.
Yeah,
with
I put
you.
The gay in geisha, buddy.
You don't give a fuck. And you got tats on your fucking chest.
Mm-hmm. And he's banging it real hottie.
He's what? Yep.
Banging a real hottie.
Yeah. Who's the hotties banging? Oof,
buddy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Didn't you used to date the...
Yes.
Don't bring it up is the thing?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Next topic. Go to the list.
But yeah, no. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate. What did I say? That was good.
Yes, that I had a geisha fan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. It was a compliment. Fuck. It's wild.
Yeah, well, dude, it's hot, and I really don't give a fuck.
Let me ask you a question. How many, are you sick of people thinking you're a Jew?
No. I think it's interesting that people feel so comfortable coming up and being like, Jew, you know, because you cannot do that with any other race or ethnicity. You can't go up to someone and be like, Ugandan, you know, they'll be like, what the fuck? Get them fired.
But you got a cross on your neck.
Yeah.
Do you wear the cross on your neck because you just want to just, like, it's sort of like
keep Jews away?
Keep Jews away.
Yeah, yeah. Like garlic to vampires.
So you don't want money is what you're doing?
But do you do it because you know people are going to ask that question
and you just point to the
thing?
I mean, look, man, I know what I am. I know what I look like. I can't change it. I might as well just embrace it instead of being like, the fuck, what is your problem? You know,
there's nothing wrong with looking a little Jewish. No. A lot of people think I'm a Jew.
People think my
That's
mom's
great.
Brother's a Jew.
Yeah.
Everyone, the stereotype is like Jews are blah, 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 but almost every single Jew I've ever interacted with has been just great, a mensch, wonderful person. So I'm like, yeah, what a compliment. Thank you.
Jesus, which Jews are you hanging out with? Fictionist? Fictitious ones?
Fictitious Jews.
Have you ever met a nice Jew?
Yeah, I'm dating a nice good Jew.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He's my first Jew, too.
First Jew. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Never dated a Jew.
Yeah.
Always
Ginzos. That's good. You're starting to put them on a list.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's on his own list.
What's it like?
I mean, it's great.
Circumcised and all that.
Yeah.
What? And
they don't go on the internet on the weekends.
Everyone's circumcised. Yeah. Everyone's circumcised now, though, right? I'm circumcised. You circumcised?
Yeah, I'm circumcised.
I think it's
George,
a trend.
George, are you circumcised?
George.
Adam, come on.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Donnie.
Dikembe.
You're circumcised, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Prove it.
I don't know my mic's on, but I
Everybody
am circumcised.
You know what's funny?
That's not
Let
a
me
surprise.
See your
you know what's funny? No. There's like a big push for foreskin pride movement. That's
oh,
going
yeah.
On.
Like nobody's doing it anymore to their
yeah,
children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, how dare you disfigure your child?
Yeah.
It's what? Like what's the word? I can't think of it.
No, come on. You can do it. No, come on. Mortation. Support her. No, she can do it.
No.
You can do it.
I can't. Nope.
Come on.
It's gone.
Guess.
When you chop something off.
Mutilate.
Mutilate. Yeah, but
yes. Genital mutilation.
One. Sweating.
Dave, somebody didn't do their homework.
Babe, you're not reading your 50 assigned books per week.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I kind of wish I wasn't circumcised.
Me too.
In retrospect.
Oh, that's a lot of work, though.
Well, no, you just got to pull it back and clean.
Yeah.
Big deal. Wait, if you're uncircumcised, doesn't that mean that the tip of your penis is like more sensitive, so you can come faster?
Yes.
I heard it's better for the woman too, like sex wise.
Really?
Yeah.
Just more kind of
More
movement on the
maybe
on
the like extra. Like tingle wingle, I don't know.
Yeah, because like when you're young, it's okay, but when you start to get to my age, like, you know, it's like sandpaper down there. I mean, I dry hand, you know, I've been dry hand masturbating for years.
Hell yeah, I'm all about the dry hand.
Chafing off every nerve ending.
That's rebellious.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
what? Man.
I go dry hand.
Dry hand?
I need a pile of dust when I'm done.
Could you come and just...
Do you lube up or you go dry hand?
Dry hand.
Dry hand.
Sometimes
dry hand
if it takes me a while, then I lube up, but it's like such a mess with the lube.
What do you mean takes you a while? You have a hard time being attracted to your own self?
Yeah.
Who the hell has a problem asking? How much coke do you do?
Sometimes I have a hard time coming. I'm on antidepressants, so it turns like a fucking quick jerk session to a 1984 hour of hate, you know?
Just like, what the fuck? You know? That's like coke dick, I think. Right?
Oh, dude, coke dick is the worst.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
It never happens.
Really?
And then you got a hooker there, and you're just like, all right, well, you know, can I eat your ass? All right, most expensive seamless I've ever gotten in my life.
You're a fucking wild one. Yeah. You're wild.
Yeah.
How wild's your life been?
Wait, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Okay.
It's been a crazy one, Giannis.
Yeah.
I'm like a little cat. I've had nine lives.
He does have the kind of look, though, that you just don't know his age.
Yeah, that's why I had to ask. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Yeah. You could be 50, 32, or 12.
Yeah.
You're very black.
I'll play it all. That's such a great compliment.
You're welcome.
I love it. Yeah. People either think I'm Jewish or they tell me I have a black soul. And I'm like, either way, thank you.
Yeah. You do a lot of the urban rooms and hang out with the blacks.
Yeah. Love the blacks. Man.
Blacks are great.
They are. They're the best. They know how to have fun, man.
They do not. They appreciate it more than we do.
Yep.
Because
and you know what's funny? Walking down the street, you make eye contact with a white guy and you're like, hey, what's up? They're like, oh God, whatever. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. You do it with a black man, they're like, all right now.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, yeah.
They keep the rhythm going. Yeah. They never break rhythm. It's all rhythmic.
It's the best, man.
Handshakes, like when you shake a white dude's hand, it's kinda like we do this kind of like jerking off an elephant motion.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sort of like this, jerking off an elephant.
Yeah.
They do like a fucking whole like snaps and shit.
Yep.
Very rhythmic.
Love it. Yeah. Well, you know, they have that bone in their body for music.
The quick twitch.
Never fucked a black guy either.
Really?
Yeah. What?
No.
Whoa, how's it feel to be
shocked.
Racist?
Wait, Adam's like, skirt!
Wait a second. You guys are shocked? She's from Jersey.
Yeah.
She's Italian. If she had sex with a black guy,
my father
yeah.
would have mutilated.
You're doing good.
I was there.
We would have been holding her head up on the phone from the afterlife. Lauren, was it worth it? Your last name's not so Italian, though, is it?
No, it's Sears. Well, that's my
Sears.
That's my married name. I still hold my married name, but the one before that's Sears.
Wait, you were married?
Yes.
No way. Married. How old are you?
I'm 30.
When did you get married?
When I was 25.
To who?
To a man.
No.
Yeah. Well,
who was the guy?
He was someone I dated in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love the answer to that. Like that. The answer to that question was like, let's not talk about
that. Yeah. Keep it moving. I'll respect
to a
it.
Guy. Yeah, I was married to a guy. Somebody I knew.
No,
back
I had
then.
Dated him since I was 18, and we were together for
I got
so
you.
Italian Catholic, so we got married.
That's also very Italian Catholic.
Very, very.
Yeah.
25's late. I mean, it's on time to get married,
dude. I remember I was. Fucking years ago, I was, you know, drinking real bad, and this
real bad.
This chick was coming from Jersey to see me. I met her at the shore, right? And my aunt called, and you know, you did that thing on a landline when you pick up the phone and someone else picks up the phone, and you can hear them because you haven't said hello yet.
Yeah.
I heard my mom, and my aunt was like, Gail, you got to get him married to this girl. It'll settle him down. He'll quit his drinking. Get him married to this girl. And she was like the second time coming over to my house. It's
oh
like such
my
like
God.
An Italian thing of like, you get married, you settle down. That fixes your problems. You still got problems? Have a kid.
Yep.
You ever get divorced.
Kids.
Catholic.
One kid doesn't do for Catholic.
No,
you need at least three. Yeah. Minimum
three.
Insane.
Insane.
I couldn't do the kid thing. I was like, no, I'm out.
Good.
He wanted?
He wanted. I couldn't do it.
Why? Could you imagine if you had a kid right now? Because I'm not even 30.
I was like 26. I'm like, I'm not having a fucking kid right now. Like, right. This is nuts. I'm 26 years old. Like, right. Economy's shit.
Right.
You know, especially, you know.
Is that really what you did? You really thought it out like that? The economy.
Well, you know, the market.
Market
share is down 7%, so my vagina's closed off.
Apple stock really is taking a dive.
Disney took a hit.
I had to sell all my eggs.
We don't make anything in this country anymore. I can't have kids.
Fuck kids.
Yeah. So what was the reason, you think?
We had definitely been together too long. We became like brother and sister. If you're with someone from like 17, 18 until you're like late 20s, they become like a brother to you. You don't have sex.
Yeah.
You're just roommates all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. How do you avoid that? Is that avoidable? Do you think you and your current boyfriend are going to get there? Or are you nervous because of your last relationship, knowing that that's coming? It's inevitable?
Well, I think because my last one, we lived together right off the bat, and we missed a lot of steps. Like, I'll take my time now in life. Any relationship, I'll take my time
I don't
now.
Think long-term monogamy is sustainable.
No, it's
especially
not
today with every single way to communicate with anyone and like little flirtations
tough.
Going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's possible, though.
Dude,
I think for men it's a little harder,
mm-hmm.
but only if there's a lot available to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes easier when you get older, when the sex drive dips.
Yeah,
the testosterone drops. Yeah. You're kind of like you start thinking about all the consequence. You're like, I can't, you know.
Yeah,
you just don't have the energy to do it
anymore.
Too
much to lose.
Too much to lose. Yeah. You're like, I'm not fucking starting over. I'm not. You know,
starting over
is
hard.
That's why it's good to be with the best friend, right? So that you can have that connection.
No, but you still need like a sexual, you know, that's why
you should be able to step out.
Yeah.
Get your sex elsewhere and then come back and be lovers of friendship.
Jealous. We can't handle that.
Nah.
Too much jealousy.
Yeah, too much.
Too much jealousy.
Mm.
You know, that's what.
What if it's someone if you have no emotional connection?
Well, that's a dude's. Dudes get it.
Yeah.
But then would you like your girl to do the same thing? No.
If it was no emotional connection.
You're a fucking wild man.
Yeah,
that's
you're
why.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're a wild man. Yeah. And I believe you, too. You look me dead in the eye. You're like, As long as she doesn't have any feelings for you, she can fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be shirtless on my bike.
Yeah.
Blasting Wu-Tang Clan.
Waiting for
her
to come back.
That girl's also not going to be at home cooking you dinner, taking care of the house.
I'll cook dinner, take care of the house. I'll have dinner waiting when she gets home. Tell me about the dick, baby. Let me hear it.
How's that puss? Want me to ice it for you?
Yeah.
You're not a planner, are you?
No.
You don't. You don't look like a guy who thinks about consequences.
No,
my
frontal lobe isn't fully developed. I had an accident when I was here. No, I have a real hard time planning. Yeah, that's true. But I like to live in the moment, and you know, whatever happens, you just deal with it, and hopefully it'll all buff out.
I wish I was more like that, man.
Yeah.
I think about consequences too much. It stops me from having a good time.
Right.
You know, I'm always thinking of like.
That's the Greek in you.
That's the Greek. Paranoid.
It's Italians, too.
Right. Yeah, me too.
So
I spent my
paranoid.
Whole life, you know, paranoid, thinking, obsessing, anxiety.
Was that the mushrooms, though, at the shore, or no? Dewey Beach? You did a lot of fucking drugs at Dewey Beach.
I did a lot of drinking at Dewey Beach.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Dewey Beach.
What's Dewey Beach?
Delaware.
Oh, I only know the Jersey Shore.
They called
Shore.
It Doomy Beach.
Doomy?
Yeah, because all the college kids don't go down there to fuck.
You just fucked down the Jersey Shore. Oh, it's so grimy. I had claws. I had the nails at claws. I used to like puff my hair.
That's so hot. I love hot trash so much.
I love
hot trash, dude.
So tan.
Neon colors,
neon
tan.
Pink tube tops, white
God.
BB track shorts.
You did not hesitate to call her trash.
yeah.
Oh, God, I love trash.
I love hot garbage.
Like flip flops, but they had pumps on them.
Of course.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And like huge
a belly button
hoops.
Ring.
But I had the gem on the bottom of the belly button
the
ring.
Wow.
I had a chandelier.
Oh my God.
I had a chandelier belly button ring.
I got to get out of here.
You
Dave,
were full
I love you too
snooky.
Much.
Full Guidette.
And you
full
had, did you have like the skin cancer tan, just
oh,
like...
Oh, I was black. I was black. I was black person. Yeah. I was black. I was Caribbean.
You would you not... yell at me?
I would slick my hair back. Oh, I'd scream. Ronnie, no. Stop, Ron.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes. How fun would that be to be with a boyfriend, though, who's like clearly on steroids and has just like random... violent outbursts.
Dude, I've dated it. It was out of control.
What a nightmare.
It is. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's got to be exciting, though, right?
Yeah, because you don't know. Is he angry? Is he going to punch a wall?
For no reason.
Is he going to punch me?
Yeah. You fuck another guy. He's like, all right, no problem. And then, like, you chew with your mouth open. Next thing you know, you're just getting pounded out because it triggers his roid rage. You're like, what the fuck? This is so
your left eye blinked faster than your right.
Bow, bow. Unpredictable roid rage.
Yeah, right.
Jersey Shore is Jersey Shore still kind of like Guido'd out?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiki Bar in Point Pleasant and like Belmar, like
Mac
Jenks.
And Mangoes.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been there.
No? It was like a pizza place at Jersey Shore. Yeah. Mama Celeste is a pizza place in Dewey.
Oh.
That's right.
Are you guys ever like, do you ever marvel at the fact that this country's really like six different countries?
Oh, like, yeah, dude. We should not be one country.
Guido,
we should
like,
be, like, different.
Guidos are, like, really only, like, a northeast corridor.
They are sludge people.
You can
they
get
are,
them
they
in
are
Boston.
Under mentally developed sludge people. They're just, like,
don't cannot, talk about my brother like
cannot
that.
Connect dots. Cannot, like, make sense of things, you know. But that's not... America.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Anything that doesn't make sense,
get the fuck out of here.
I dated this, like, cop Guido, like, right when me and my ex broke up, and it was, like, around the election, and he was just like, I just, like, I'm so excited for Trump, man. Guns, man. Like, that's all. That was his argument. Trump, man. Guns, man.
Trump, guns. Yeah.
Trump,
fuck
guns.
Hillary, that ugly cunt. not smart.
What if we switch? Like, because, like, you got Guidos in the Northeast Corridor, right? So, like, Boston, New York, New England.
Right.
That's really Guido. You got some Florida Guidos.
Yeah.
But that's really about it.
Yeah.
It's, like, three spots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, Rhode Island, New England. What if you switched like the Northeast and Florida Guidos with like the Mid-Atlantic and Southern, like, you know, good old boys? Do you think that they would
morph? No one could tell the difference.
Do you think that eventually they would just like change, like the Guidos would end up
all
like talking slower?
Hey man, I gotta tell you, lock her up, forget about it.
Sunday pasta is great.
Hey man, we gonna get some Sunday pasta and then we just gonna, hey
and
man,
we're gonna
Trump.
Smush afterwards.
Yeah. Y'all wanna get some spaghetti with red sauce?
I love my mama's gravy.
I love being Italian. They say Italian.
Let me tell you what I love, man. I love the Bible. I love bass, and I love pumping my fists.
Because they're really pretty similar, no?
Yeah, I mean, all dumb.
Well, that's the thing. We're all so similar, but then we just put these like little walls of differences up. We're like, oh, you're not like me, you're not like me. And it's really, at the end of the day, it's all the fucking same.
Yeah.
I don't know. The older I get, the more I'm like, we're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's when you get older, you're like, you can't change it. You just hope that like there's a big... There's some sort of big epidemic that kills a lot of people.
It's going to be an asteroid.
I still hope. I still feel like I could change it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
See, I don't think I could morph into, like, any California vibe. I just couldn't get into it.
I think so, because we're all products of our environment, you know?
Yeah.
I when I spent a year in Miami, I saw it and I noticed it slowly happening.
Love Miami,
like, one button at a time. Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah. It was like, first of all, I lost, like, 30 pounds right up there. Because you just can't walk around there with a New York body.
Right.
No, everyone's gorgeous.
Everyone's just fucking ripped for no reason. And I came with my like New York wear black, get shit accomplished body. They're like, what are you doing? Like, what's your rush? Why are you fat?
Yeah.
So next thing you know, I just stopped eating, you know? And I just
cocaine
diet.
And I was able to see like the D'Angelo bone. Remember D'Angelo?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I posed. I was doing bathroom mirror selfies in Miami on the gram.
Do you have a blowout?
I started gelling a little bit.
Gelling?
Yeah, I was tan all the time, and then it was one button at a time.
I woke up, and I just had a gold
necklace. Next thing you know, I had four buttons open, chest hair showing. I was full-blown Miami douchebag.
Wow. Yeah. Were you going to the gym?
Not really. I was doing push-ups, though.
What do you do down there for, like, I just feel like all the people down there are just vapid husks of humans.
Here's the thing about Miami. Like, I used to have a joke, like, Miami's like if New York and L.A. had a baby.
Right.
And then that baby developed a coke problem. But Miami is like L.A. Uh-huh. In that everyone is very superficial.
Right.
Right? But in L.A., people are superficial but ambitious.
Right.
Because they're like trying to be a model or actress or YouTube star or whatever they're doing. Miami, people are superficial with no ambition. So I kind of respect it. You know, it's like they're vapid.
The humidity.
But they're just vapid. And that's it.
And they just exist.
They just exist. It's like, that's what Miami is like. It's like, what kind of car do you, and like, and people are just existing. They don't work,
like,
and
hell.
They're just hot. And
it's like cool to live in a trailer park. It's not even a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of good.
No. If you accept Miami for what it is.
If you either live in a trailer park or sell trailers one day, that I feel like
that's a
great.
Little more Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Miami is fucking Latin America. I mean, it is.
I would just want to go down there for the butts, but it's when people are like that attractive, sometimes I can pull super attractive, but a lot of times it makes me feel bad because I'm like very, you know, I'm kind of like odd looking. I'm like a non-traditionally handsome man.
You are. No. Yeah.
And it doesn't really work with like fake plastic, whatever, but that I think because it's so hard to get, I like want it more, you know? But I feel like if I went down to Miami, I'd end up hating myself.
What's your fetish? What kind of girls do you like the most?
Oh, man.
Which kind of girl do you think could counteract antidepressant dick?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Like so hot that you can come quick. Yeah.
Whoa.
That the Prozac doesn't make it go limp.
Recent chick.
Yeah? Shampoo?
Just like, she was kind of, she had like a, she said she wanted to get breast implants because her boobs aren't big enough, but they were like, small but like really nice, and then just like the fattest, nicest sculpted ass ever,
I'm
and
like
a little like tattoo right here. And I know.
Oh. So I know what she looks like. So
right. I know.
What was that?
I don't know. It
that
just
was
came
a
out.
Natural
I
reaction.
I fucking.
That was
woo.
A real genuine. Mm.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
Started a whole different podcast.
I come out as a lesbian at the end.
Yeah, right.
You could fly both ways.
Yeah,
though.
I could fly. Yeah. I'll fly.
Ooh. You fly both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Never have, but would.
No?
You're a round tripper.
Yeah. Did a lot of like aggressive female makeouts in college. Yeah. You know?
In public?
Public, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, of course.
Guys, look at us. We're making
right.
Does everybody watch it?
Right.
Like, every weekend.
Right,
disgusting.
Right.
So it was kind of for attention, kind of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're, like, 18 and drunk,
yeah,
you're just gross.
Or on Molly. Did you do Molly and do it?
No. I've never done a drug besides marijuana.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah. I know. I'm too scared.
Your ex-husband would beat
you. You got to walk through that fear.
No, I'm afraid I'll, like, die.
You got to go through that fear.
Can't.
A party has got to die in order for you to grow.
I don't want
to
die, Ian.
It's true.
I know. I don't want to die. I've never done cocaine. I've never done anything.
I'm not saying coke, but you should do like mushrooms or acid. Cocaine's so stupid. Cocaine is like you just do it to be like, I'm on cocaine. Like,
yeah.
That's all. I loved like the process to get cocaine more than the cocaine.
That's what people say to do coke. I've never done
really?
Coke either. Yeah. They say it's like the butterflies you get getting it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You make a call and then you got to get in some guy's Kia.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting next to his car, his big
so
kid's
it's different
seat.
Than picking up weed or any other
oh,
drug?
Yeah. Weed,
really?
You like hang out, have a conversation. This, you like just like stare straight forward and the guy just hands it to you over a stick shift. And you're like, yeah.
Well, because it makes you feel like fucking He-Man, right?
Oh,
it makes
dude.
You
and then you got it in your pocket and it's like wah wah wah
yeah,
just
yeah.
like glowing and nothing else matters. And then you do it and you're like, I wanna talk forever.
My buddy Jesse would explain it like he would always go like cocaine, getting the cocaine so fun that he'd be like he'd be hanging out with a dude he did coke with and be like, all right, we're done. We're not doing coke ever again. And then they'd pause and there'd be silence and he'd go, why you got some?
Yeah,
you got some?
Dude,
why you got
I've
some?
Put up with so many awful conversations of people being like, you know, I've wanted always wanted to do comedy. I'm like, yeah, tell me more. I'll listen.
But
to
how
it,
long
you
does
know?
It last? Like, how much can you like do in one sitting and not? Because I heard coming off of coke is like a nightmare.
The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like with the when you're up and like the birds are chirping and everyone's going to work and you're just like, You know, it's like fucking, oh, God.
You're just and watching then, morning TV.
Dude, yeah. And then the next day you're just like puking and just like, oh, God, you can't shit. And you're just like, this is awful. Then an hour later you're like, let's do it again.
You know? You're sitting there trying to jerk off and Good Morning America comes on. You just got this limp noodle dick.
Who do I try come to the place
just
right.
sweating over a wood floor? Like,
oh, God, dude. Just pulling at your marshmallow dick. It's fucking awful. Dude, wait, one time I was doing coke and I was just puking, and in between puking, doing more coke, and then just like bleeding and doing more coke, man. Like mad that I was like losing the coke out of my nose.
Get back up there.
Yeah. Just like nightmare scenario.
Sometimes,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a great time.
Stories like that make it obvious why religion exists.
Yeah.
Because why? Like when you're throwing up, you're bleeding, and you're jerking off. I think the only
and then you're like, God,
you're like,
help me.
Yeah, you need God.
Right.
You're like, how do I get out of this cycle?
Right.
You need a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Strong
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I don't like puking. I'm not like good at, ugh.
Puking
it'll ruin my
sucks.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah, puking's the worst.
Puking does suck.
It does. And when you get that, like, salivating thing in your mouth right
and you
before
know it's coming
yeah and you're like this
and
is
your mouth starts
code red,
oh,
code red,
man.
Code red.
I've had some nasty pukes in my life. Just I've puked in on the subway.
Yeah,
puked
we know.
In
we
taxi
heard.
Cabs
Jersey Shore.
I've puked everywhere. I've puked while driving. I had to puke all over myself while I was driving down. Yeah, it's gross. I walked into my house. I was covered in vomit. My mom was like, oh my God.
I feel like girls puke more than guys when it comes to drinking.
Yeah, because they're skinny. They misjudge what they can handle.
Yeah,
and they drink vodka because it's low calorie.
Vodka crayon. Yeah. Can I get a vodka
that
crayon?
Was too New York, wasn't it? Vodka.
Vodka.
They drink a lot of vodka.
Vodka.
So rock vodka.
I like vodka.
Yo, baby, let me buy you a vodka club.
I mean, that fan is...
It's great.
I mean, that is one of the greatest things. You bought that, or...?
No, someone gave it to me.
Who gave that to you?
Kaylee from the stand.
Oh, yeah.
Waitress.
21-year-old waitress.
Yeah.
She's 21. Just
she's going to be a flight attendant.
Oh, good
I know.
For
Virgin Airlines.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. She just turned 21.
Oh, boy.
Oof. Oh, to be young.
Be young again.
Yeah, she had a skank face. I was like, I'm sweating. She's like, here, take it. I was like, oh, thank you.
And then you just...
It's function rather than fashion, man.
Yeah.
I just sweat so much.
I was so dumb at 21. Like, I was just like, not...
Right.
Ready to take my life seriously,
dude,
at all.
I was with my friends, and they were like, dude, in order to get an older chick, you got to lie about your age. And I was like, all right, you're right. So I went to the bar, and I was 21, and this older chick was like, so how old are you? I was like, 22.
Just so dumb. Like, what the fuck, dude? I remember I had sex with a girl in college. She was 17. She was visiting the school, and I was like 19, and I was just freaking out. I was like, oh my God. That's statutory rape, you know? It's illegal.
Yeah.
Now my girlfriend is 14 and a half years younger.
Really?
Yeah. So isn't
that
wild?
Good for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, comedy has its perks.
Hell yeah.
No. We're soulmates. What are you going to do?
But do you feel like you guys don't have stuff in common or?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, because that must keep things interesting because you've always got to explain everything.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like raising a child.
Well, you see, President Bush was.
Okay, this band's called Nirvana.
They were around before
you were born.
Yeah. Wait, what year was she born?
She was born in 90.
Wow. Whoa, bro. Yeah. Good for you.
She was born when, I was in 1990, right? Yeah.
How old were you in 90?
In 90, I was 14 years old.
Wow.
So when I was
killing
in college,
it.
She was like, Mama! She had like a little party dress on and shoes.
Yeah.
You were puking. She was puking for a totally different reason.
Yeah.
I was sitting on a park bench smoking blunts and she was just like playing with a Barbie doll, brushing
sitting
its hair.
Sitting on a park bench playing with toys.
It's wild to think about how much, it's wild to think about how much a year meant back then. You remember like you were a junior and like the difference between juniors and sophomores?
Yeah, and then now it's like, nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh my God, when I was 16, I said sophomore year or junior year, I hooked up with a junior in college who had gone to my high school, and I thought that was like insane. Like, I was 16, and he was in college. Yeah. He was, like, 20. No, he was, like, probably 19.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And now that would be, like, we're the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if someone's, like, 5 years, you're almost like, yeah, we're the same. It's the same age.
Yeah. Who's the captain of the football team? Oh, my God.
Of course
he was.
I told
everybody.
He wasn't in the chess club. You're not a chess club type of guy. Until now. Until
now. Yeah, I switched.
Now
30,
you're like,
I'm wise.
Yeah, you go, the brainiacs now. The reader. Do you try to, you nudge him, though? Like, maybe you should go to the gym a little bit.
Nah.
Like the way he nudges you on Rand Paul?
He's a type of guy.
Why don't you read, you know, come on, free market. And you're like, yeah, dumbbells a little bit.
You can't change that, man. There's
why don't
no
you, Lewis is gone. Why don't you go with Lewis and get a real-ass workout in?
Seems like the diet's working for Lewis.
Milk.
And
that's so funny.
My girl is the same way. She liked fucking meatheads.
Yeah.
And then I caught her saying to one of her friends that I wasn't her type because I wasn't all muscly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, she's from Long Island. She liked
it.
Yeah. When she was young, she liked those meatheads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you grow out of the meathead.
You kind of do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not even fun anymore.
Yeah. Meatheads don't really run the world, you know? No. It's more the brainiacs, you know?
They're like they're all about partying too much, too. It just, the party doesn't stop. Especially at Guido's in New Jersey, it's like, all right, the summer's coming out of prep for the summer, so they work out all winter long.
Right, they go to
that was my ex. He went to the gym 2 times a day. It's like, dude, like, nobody gives a shit.
2 times?
2 times a day.
He has a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Like,
how fucked up is that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He went 2 times?
2 times. A day.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's psychotic.
He was probably fucking some guy at the gym.
Yeah, that's what my stepdad thinks. I don't mean to make you feel bad, but the guy was going to the gym 2 days a week.
He's getting fucked in the ass.
And he left you. I mean, I'm not going to call him a queer, but.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You work out.
Nope.
No?
Just ride the bike.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's probably a really good workout, though.
Yeah.
So how do you're built, though.
I got good
Not
genetics.
Not as good as Adam, but you're getting
well,
there.
Well, you know, we all can't be Andrew. But
Jason looks good.
Yeah.
Tommy!
No, dude, I used to do, like, push-ups, pull-ups, and that would be great. And then I got in an accident last year, and I can't really use my right arm
much. What kind of accident?
I got hit by a car. Yeah,
you
my
did?
Bike.
Yeah. On the bike?
Yeah, on the bike.
You probably couldn't hear it because Mobb Deep was blaring out your little speaker. He had a speaker attached to his bike.
I was playing Ludacris Roll Out.
I mean, just imagine. he's such a fucking, like, free spirit. I rolled up right outside. He had his shirt off. He was dripping sweat. Bandana around his head. like Ludacris blaring out of the speaker, smoking a cigarette.
Dude, I'm telling you, next time I bring whatever, anything, I'm single, I'm going straight Ian.
That's right.
I am. I'm going to act
wild,
like Ian.
Man.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you do act like you just broke up and you got nothing to live for.
Yeah. All right,
I'm telling you.
Back.
Next Brad Baker breakup, I'm going fully
hell
in.
Yeah.
You do have that vibe that, like, your wife took everything and you're like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
And you just moved to Miami. Your shirt's open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're like.
Life's too short, man.
It is short.
Too short. You got to fucking live every day like it's your last.
Yeah. I don't.
Shirt unbuttoned, fucking speaker playing, cigarette in your mouth, asshole juice on your nose.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
I love cigarettes. That's my weakness.
Now, why did Bobby tell me that you bang trannies? That's what he told me yesterday. Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why he told you.
Yeah.
Because I knew.
Because they're girls to you, right? You see them as girls.
Yeah.
You're not attracted to dudes.
I mean,
would
I
you bang
dudes.
Marisa?
I'd be no. She's a
ugly.
Bit much.
Yeah.
She is. She's the wrong kind of garbage.
She's ugly, yeah. You like a classy.
She
train.
Probably got a lot of luggage that I don't want to, you know, pick up.
She's but, a real fucking piece of work.
Yeah. No, I like classy trans broads.
Do you
classy
like? But you trans. Like when they keep their socks on, or you don't mind? Because the feet is the only thing that
it's very
can't
giving.
Feminize. Yeah.
Well, the hands.
I don't mind. You
the
know,
hands can almost kind of.
They are. They. I kind of like having a bear claw scoop up my little hand. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many trannies have you banked?
I don't. I mean,
calling them trannies is bad, right?
How many fingers and toes you got?
Transgender.
Yeah. Trans.
Third sex people.
I don't know, man. A lot. I've dated a couple. Used to date them in, like, secret.
And I kept it a secret like my whole fucking life.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, I'm just tired of hiding. And that's who I am. And
yeah, once you start talking about it, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Everyone cares about their own lives. Nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. But you have this thing in your head.
Yeah,
you know what
egos.
I mean? Like whenever I would be with like a guy or a trans woman, I would burn the clothes
you with
I was
guys
in.
Too?
Yeah, yeah, really? I'm bi.
Oh,
I'm like bi.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You are a wild man.
Yeah.
Wild man.
Yeah, man. I
what do you like better, dudes or chicks?
Chicks.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just, you know, full moon. Gotta feed.
Yeah.
You know?
So you just like whatever. You're a sexual dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very I'm very sensual, sexual, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you can be attracted to women and dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They're so different though. Tranny, I can get because they're like,
right,
I gotta stop saying tranny.
Yeah,
but you know what, man? I got friends that are trans and they say tranny, and it's
yeah,
like,
I mean affectionately.
It's not if you're not using it as a pejorative, you know. I mean, that's
pejorative.
Yeah, like a.
Oh wait,
that's a tough one.
Someone's gonna impress Dave tonight.
Pejorative. It's
how do I work that into for tonight?
Pejorative is like when someone says, like, what would be a pejorative word? It would be like asshole.
Right. If you use Jew as a
pejorative, it's like a mean. It's
like an
being,
insult.
An insult,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if we were like, you know.
It's
like,
pejorative of me.
Yeah, you're being pretty Jersey right now.
Yeah.
It'd be like Jersey as a pejorative.
Okay.
Or I love trash. He meant that.
I meant it in the best
in
way.
The pejorative.
No, so you're trash.
Yeah. No, I'm way into it. Dude,
young.
I don't. It's
I
like this Delaware
trash.
Thing. I yeah. just love like. Teased blonde. Well, you know what I used to do when I was younger? I remember like my first boners where I would go to West Coast Video and I loved wrestling, but next to the wrestling section was like the workout section.
Uh-huh.
And all
like
those 80s
Fonda.
Workout
yeah.
videos, they'd be in these spandex and mm-hmm. the hair and the legs. And mm-hmm. I remember I would just be like staring at him, and my parents would be like, "Are you ready to go?" I'd be like, "I have to look at the wrestling videos."
I haven't made my way over there
Dude,
yet.
The women on American Gladiators. Oh,
were
God.
They hot to you?
I told my dad, I was
very
like,
manly.
I was like, "Dad, those girls are really hot, and I don't mean sweaty."
He's like, "Well, son."
Yeah. Well, this chick just told me she got an Aerosmith leotard onesie. And I was
I'm
like,
obsessed with Steven Tyler.
I am coming right now. Like, you have to send me a picture. So she's going to send me a picture.
Aaron Berg just texted me. He's on his way.
Oh,
I ran into a Chinese guy.
He's a little.
I love Aaron Berg. He's like such a throwback vaudevillian old
I know.
Like, insult comic.
I love him
you know?
And Christine together, too. They're such a great couple.
Yeah, they're about to have a baby.
I know, in September.
That's insane.
105.544. I got to redo my meter.
What?
105.
Oh, you can pay on your phone now, right?
Yeah, 105.
That's awesome.
What'd I say? 105.554.
See, dude, you got to get a bike, man. I am unfettered by the parking authority.
105.5.
I think I want to get a bike. I'm not even joking.
It's the best, dude. I'm telling you, man. You got the wind blowing on you.
Yeah.
You're seeing a part of the city you've never seen. You're working out. You don't even realize it,
right.
You know?
I wish rollerblades were cool.
You can make it cool. Do what you want to do. Be you.
Should I rollerblade?
Yes, rollerblade.
I think I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I think I'm
Why
right.
not?
I don't know. Dave will
the
break up with me.
The only thing that's stopping you is your own insecurities.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, rollerblading's so much fun, though.
Yeah, and it's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Little tank top, short shorts.
I wear like
big, 70 big
shorts with the socks
you know?
To my
oh
knees.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What
rollerblading went in and out. It's not really in. Oh, this is snooze.
Ooh.
Swedish snooze.
Hey, can Bird get us some more coffee?
How many do you need, man?
I can go for
I
you
drink
guys.
A lot of coffee.
You drink a lot of coffee.
I'll go for you guys.
I don't drink booze
I'll wait till he gets here,
drugs
I'll
anymore, so
you
just
don't
coffee
go.
Cigarettes.
We're in the middle of recording, right?
Yeah, don't leave.
Right. Yeah, it's only.
Yeah, Malcolm.
Jeremy, you mind picking up a few?
Oh shit, poor.
Wait,
Alex.
So Giannis, did you go down the shore like growing up? Were you at the
no,
Jersey Shore?
No, never went to the shore.
Did you go to Jones Beach and fucking
Jones Beach, Breezy
love
Point,
Jones Beach, dude.
Rockaways? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Day trips to Jones Beach,
Brighton Ooh. Beach.
Well, so
Brighton
was
Beach
Guido
was,
out there?
Yeah, it was. Those are like that's where it started.
Yeah.
You know, like I grew up. You know, I remember the 80s is like. That's when the Guido's kind of started.
Yeah.
When they went from like, I guess, kind of greasers from the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Right,
to,
right.
Like
everyone who came over from Ellis Island and, like, yeah, their kids. Yeah.
Well,
their
I feel
kids.
Like they, like, Italians wanted to be black and then blacks wanted to be Italian.
Still.
And this, like, mm-hmm, big mixture.
That's why they
happened.
Black people love Scarface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with, like, mafia.
Yeah, like, Goodfellas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
all grab their dicks,
yeah.
you know?
Yep,
they
yep.
have designs in the head. Mm-hmm. The yep. start, when I was growing up, it was the starter jackets.
Mm. Yes.
They all had the starter jackets on. Yep. But they neither group admits it. But they yeah. really
right, but
kind
they
of
all
respect
just
each,
be each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
The jewelry.
The jewelry.
Yeah. jewelry.
Yes. Yeah. The shirts, the shoes.
Yeah.
You know? There's and the Guidos, when they do their hair like that, you know, it's they try
the
to like mat out. It down like fucking you know, blacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their
oh,
hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The f- yeah. They used to get fades
yeah.
and the shape ups.
See,
it's all the same.
We are yeah. similar.
Very.
We are the world.
But when I was growing up, it was like serious racial tension between the two in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, we had yeah. Yusuf Hawkins, and then there was a couple riots. And,
Dinkins mm-hmm. and Koch. Koch?
Yeah.
Were you around? No, the, Koch yeah. was before.
Koch was before.
Koch was 75, right?
Koch yeah. was the 80s.
Sydenham Hospital, he fucked everyone over with that.
Yeah, but he did, his big thing was the housing. He created right. all this, like, he built all these, all this, like, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Which is funny because they, when they tried to rename the Queensboro Bridge to Ed Koch Bridge, mm-hmm. there was, like, this huge yeah. Protest because he ran on this platform of keeping Sydenham Hospital open, and then he closed it. So, like, all, tons of black constituents were like, fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit. But then he did all that stuff for housing.
Yeah.
You know, and also, apparently, he was gay, too.
He was
yeah,
gay.
He was.
And he, like, had to be in the closet.
Yeah. yeah.
That was a time when it just wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a wild time.
Right?
Yeah. He couldn't be gay.
Yeah.
It's like that one guy in Sopranos when they found out he was gay and they shoved a pool stick up his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was going to be like when I was like, hey, I'm into, you know, whatever.
Everything. Yeah. Hey, guys. I don't know what you can call me, but, like, I'm in and
every
I'm game.
Category.
Yeah, I'm game for whatever. Guys, guy,
yeah,
girls,
yeah, 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 yeah.
girls that were guys, guys that are girl. I'm, yeah, I mean.
You're going to have a broad spectrum of hate.
Yeah.
To get this guy.
In fact, it sounds like the only thing you're not that into is yourself, because when you jerk off, sometimes you can't come.
Yeah.
And you got to love.
No, I'm into my, I love myself today.
Yeah. yeah.
I got a lot of love for myself.
Good.
That's wild to me, though.
Hmm.
I like that spectrum is wild. It just shows how different people are.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm so into femininity. I don't, anything guy, anything that reminds me, like, kind of guyish,
mm-hmm.
just, it doesn't, I'm not attracted to it.
Right.
But you go full spectrum.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I was that way.
Yeah.
You can get laid a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You get laid a lot.
Yeah. You download all the apps.
Well, I got a
all
joke.
Of them.
Yeah, I got a joke that's like the door that swings both ways swings most often.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. yeah. Like, dude, imagine you're all of a sudden, guys, like you could try to, you can be going through like a dry. Women are harder to get laid with.
Very.
Yeah. yeah. Dudes, like, you go on Grindr and it's like,
I don't like Grindr,
I'll see you
though.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even
like
need
Grindr
to travel. You find someone in your building.
Isn't it yeah. like if they're where they're located?
Right.
Near?
Grindr's
that's
too
creepy.
Grimy. It's like way
grimy.
Too.
But you like more of a classy hookup.
Well, you know, also, too, I'm very open and honest off the bat. Like, I do not want a relationship. I have no room for sharing emotions or anything right now. I'm still, like, emotionally tied to my ex. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm always going to have a love for her, but I want to fuck. And, you know, I got this sex drive. So I just tell people, I'm like, look, I can't be and whatever. I'm just kind of very into casual fun. And mm-hmm. if you're into that, great. If you're not, well, we got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Do you get like in moods? Are you like, I'm in the mood for a guy? Kind of like what I'm in the mood for Chinese?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Hmm.
Like you've had pizza a lot.
Yeah,
and
then
like,
I fuck
no,
it's like
I'm
you switch up your porn.
10
yeah.
minutes later.
Yeah.
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 yeah. Yep.
When you do porn, you do all the porn? All types of porn?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like, it's weird. Like I'll be with a chick and we'll like fuck at night, fuck the next day, and then the next time I jerk off, it's gotta be to like gay porn
yeah.
for some reason. And I used to hate myself for it.
Yeah.
And then I'll go on these kicks where it's only like fat ass blonde women.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, with just like ass crack
yeah.
fucking fat ass, you know.
How
I'm
relieving
like,
it was it for you when you were just like, this is who I am.
Dude, you got no idea.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was a fuck. I thought
aww.
I was gonna have to fucking go to the grave.
Yeah.
Fucking secret, you know? And people would always be like, you're such a good guy, you're such this. I'd be like, you don't know the real me. You don't know who I am. And then I let people know who I was. And they're like, oh, cool. Yeah, that's great. And I'm like, oh, I guess it was all of my own design. Interesting.
Well, I don't blame you, though. Society's like that. You know, sexuality is so weird, though, because, like, you know that most straight women... And I'm sure you do. Most straight women masturbate to lesbian porn.
Oh, that's all I masturbate
to.
What is up with that?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's literally the only thing I masturbate to.
There are so many guys that have been with trans women that will, like, kill me if I ever said their secret. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like a weird vessel for people's, like, secrets. Yeah. And so many dudes have been like, listen, man, I got to tell you, I was in Germany one time, and if you say something, I'll kill you. And I'm like, all right, man, hey, we're in Germany.
Dude, I would be with a trans woman. I see them, if they, you know, I'm attracted to them.
Yeah. Well, dude,
they're feminine. I don't give a fuck.
We're at a weird time right now because for a long time, trans women were like, oh, that's a tranny. Look at that. Cross dress. She's gross. But now, they're, like, so attractive and so hot that it fucks with people's heads because they're like, well, wait, if I'm attracted to that, does that make me gay? No, it doesn't. It just makes you a fucking sexual being.
No, well, it actually, like, almost the majority of people into trans women identify as straight
because
they look like women.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
and a lot of them take better care of themselves than most women.
And the only thing that makes a woman, I mean, of course, you're born with the vagina, of course.
Right.
But like, it's the hormone. It's estrogen. So if you're taking estrogen, it turns you.
Right.
Have you ever seen the model Andreja Pejic? I mean, she's like one of the most famous models in the world. She used to be called like the androgynous model. And now she's full trans. Mm-hmm. She's one of the most gorgeous women you will ever see in your entire life.
Well, dude, it is
Andreja with a J.
It is J-A funny being with like
There she is.
Being with like trans women that are early in their transition because they have this weird idea of like what a woman is.
Look at that, dude.
What?
I mean, it's insane. I mean, look
at
her.
That's a woman. That's a man.
She was born
a man.
And look at that. Who would want to stop that?
I mean,
come on, it's 2017.
You got to be a bigot to not want to fuck her.
Who cares?
But she has a woman's body.
Yeah, yeah.
And a woman's heart.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely.
Look at her with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like more of a chick than Taylor
Swift.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's hotter than Taylor.
She is. She is, man. I mean, 2017, bro, you got to marvel at what science can do. And, like, why don't people like variation? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. People get weird about that stuff. And they keep a lot of secret. Everyone's kind of full of shit. Yep. Everyone's got a little fetish or something. Sexuality is wild.
Yeah.
Deep down, it's wild.
It's crazy, dude.
It's
because
wild.
It's like the last part of us that we keep locked up in our brain.
Yeah.
You know? And our heads are fucking crazy places.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit people get off to is fucking wild. And the majority of it's okay. Unless you're into, like, weird fucking crazy shit. But then it's like, well,
as long as it's not kids, I don't think anything's weird.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
kids,
I mean, some
like,
of the stuff that's, like, real violent, like, I can't get behind, you know, like.
Well, I don't like it, but if someone likes, you know, a little
beaten, but also,
it's consensual.
That's a good point, because if you're jerking off to it, and you're getting off to it, and you're not actually doing it, then that's okay. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Well, you're talking about. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm not into that either. That's a little
like
weird
the rape
to me.
One?
Yeah, that's a little weird to me. Yeah,
Or like really violent stuff. Like I'm not. I mean, I love rough sex.
Yeah.
I love that. I love like, you know, choking with consent and everything and like a safe word. But the like real violent, it's like very off putting and just like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I wish Berg was here because he was like a male stripper for a little while.
That's right.
And he jerked off in front of a dude.
Really?
For money, yeah. He's got a whole story about it when he was a stripper.
He should be here any minute.
See, I never did that. I did it for drugs, but I didn't do it for U.S. currency. Just eliminated
think,
the middleman.
If I really needed money, I would do like the professional dates where like men would pay you.
Oh,
to, like,
dude, I just hooked up a friend of mine with another friend to talk about selling underwear for extra income.
You can make a lot of money, dude.
Women
dirty
can.
Dirty underwear.
Men can't. So fuck your wage gap, all right?
Should I sell my dirty underwear? Wait, how much can you make?
I would love to sell my dirty underwear. I got a friend 6 months, made 10 grand.
Shut up.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Selling
Oh my God,
underwear.
Ian, hook it up.
Her?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hook it
There's
up.
A lot of freaks out there.
There is, man.
Yeah. I'm not into dirty underwear.
Either am I.
I knew a girl that hooked up with a guy who was into dirty socks, and he would put them in his mouth.
Freak.
Yeah.
Shame him.
Shame.
That would be hilarious if that's where you drew the line. Yeah.
I take a tranny's dick out of my mouth. I'm like,
piece of shit. Freak. Burn him.
He's still finished.
Yeah. Her asshole is like on my eyeball.
Do you think part of the appeal of transgendered women for guys, for straight guys, is that they look like women, they think like women, they got brains like women, but they kind of have that sex
drive
of
a man?
I don't know, man.
And also, there's no response, no chance of a baby. That's got to be, deep down, and that's got to be such a relief,
Right.
I think that's something
probably
that's
a factor in it.
And I think that's the reason why women, I think, like lesbians. First of all, women are designed to be attractive, so you guys are a little more flexible, and you don't have that kind of I'm a man kind of bullshit. But also deep down in our psyche, I always suspected that it must be a real burden for a woman every time she has sex with a dude to have it in the back of her mind, like, I hope I don't get pregnant, I'm just doing this for fun.
Right.
But when you're hooking up with a woman, you're completely free of that. Mm-hmm. So whether you're not conscious of her or not, it may not even be a conscious thing. It's just you're so, the thought of it is just, I'm just free.
Well, coming for women is a lot of it's mental, if they're in a bad place or stressed out, it's like, oh, you can't come or whatever, so it's got to be like, the trope is like, oh, women need candles and rose petals in order to come. But it's like, well, you got
to
be in a good place.
You have to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I can't come
and if you're worried about
getting
pregnant or whatever, that's going to get in the way of it.
Yeah.
Any guy, the first month we're hooking up, I'm faking every orgasm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh, Dave, sorry about that.
Oh, Dave.
This is the beginning.
Can we bleep
that?
Well,
not Dave.
Aaron.
Yeah. Not. Isn't being a fucking comic the worst? Just announced to. How many people listen to this podcast? 500, 550,000? How many people listen to this fucking.
I don't have the number.
Thousands and thousands.
Well, what I'm saying is, majority of women fake orgasms.
You just slip like that, like, whoops, I mean.
Never, baby.
We're just fucking public with everything.
I know, it's gross.
It's hilarious.
Well,
sometimes I'll hang out
truth.
With my. Sometimes the time I spend with my friends is like on podcasts. podcast together.
Yeah.
That's how we speak. This guy coming to the podcast is absolutely hilarious.
He used to be a stripper. His name was Black Ding Dong.
Is that your daughter, sir? She looks like she likes black cock. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway,
and,
coming to the stage, give it up, everybody, for Ray Romano.
Here he comes. He looks like he just got done drenching himself in Taiwanese pussy. Give it up for Aaron Berg, everybody.
Absolutely hilarious. Aaron Berg. He's been on here before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's on all the time.
Canadian. Wild Canadian.
Wild.
Aaron Berg's wild, too.
Yeah.
He's not going to get buried in a Jewish cemetery. He's got tats all over his body.
Yeah.
Not going to make it. There he is, everybody. Everybody, welcome to the podcast. Absolutely hilarious.
Please give a round of applause to my friend Aaron Berg, everybody.
Yeah.
You guys are the best MCs ever.
Now, here
we
are.
We've been doing that for the past hour. Yeah.
We got an Italian Catholic who looks like a Jew, and a Jew who looks like an Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
We swapped it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus,
look
Lord.
Look at big bro.
What happened?
I was at an audition, bro, for Napa Auto Parts. Napa.
Let me guess. Your audition was for a gay sommelier.
Every audition I do, I just turn it. I'm like, so this guy's a gay what? And like, he's an auto mechanic, man. I was like, a gay mechanic. No,
cool.
Nowhere does it say gay.
Would you stop trying to give me a hand job? I'm making a choice.
Did you guys want the faded or the dark blue jean shorts? No jean shorts. He's an auto mechanic.
There's no way you don't get typecast a lot.
Is this San Fran gay or Chelsea gay? It's two different. I got to prepare the accent. There's no dialogue, sir. Oh.
Now, you get a call every time, and you're like, all right, we're looking for
a
bouncer, a
honest,
fireman.
I get nothing. I have an agent that sends me out so rarely for commercials. I don't have a legit agent here anymore. But I used to get typecast when I used to audition in Canada.
Yeah.
Blue collar shit.
Yeah.
tough guy shit yeah. that then they're like, oh, you're short. You got to stand on apple boxes. Ah, this guy's tough. And then they see you on the day. They're like, what the fuck? What are you?
Yeah, but yeah. you look big on the screen.
Yeah, on the screen.
Yeah, get the Sly Stallone pumps.
Yeah.
He used to wear those heels.
Like did he really?
Four. Yeah, always wore heels. Man. Yeah. He looks big on in the screen.
He's huge.
A lot of actors are tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, tiny.
Tom Cruise, tiny.
Tom Cruise.
Tiny. Tiny.
Ben Stiller is so tiny. I
really?
Saw him
is
in Street
really?
War. Yeah, like 5'2", 5'3".
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I watched Tropic Thunder again the other night.
One of the best movies.
Best so fucking yeah. movie, yeah. dude.
Not the
Such
best.
Such a... Aaron, stop. Such a good movie. I love it.
Really?
You don't like
you
it?
Think the best? What do you think is
the best
not
movie
the best.
I've ever seen? I think it's one of the best Stiller movies.
Best
that,
blackface
there's something,
ever
that
done.
That was a
something
huge qualifier,
Mary.
Right? The best movie of one of the best
One of the
Stiller
best movies,
movies
that he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely one of the most underrated comedies.
Yeah, I think Absolutely. It was hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious.
So yeah. many good people in it. Danny McBride, yeah. Steve Coogan. Coogan's
and I mean,
great.
Robert Downey Jr. was so fucking funny in it.
Yeah.
And
That's
he's so talented.
The best blackface ever done in a movie.
Yeah. 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 He got away with it, too.
Like, not a peep.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything.
Because it was part of the character.
Now
kinda...
they would cry over it.
Yeah, they would.
They would right.
cry
yeah.
over it now.
Woman's
Did boots. You hear about the Somalian cop that shot a white woman?
It's on my agenda, and I knew you'd
oh,
bring it in.
Bro.
Straight from the Kumia compound, everybody.
Oh, we covered it on
Give it up for Aaron
today.
Burr. Free speech. What power?
American flag camo hat.
Fuck socialists. Yeah. 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 Social justice warriors yeah. die. Yeah.
We're going to have be having a meeting at the compound on Thursday.
Oh, God. I'm on that show on the 31st.
I'll be over at the compound.
Prep.
Check your guns at the yeah. door.
Wait, is it Long Island?
It's in Waco, Texas.
Yeah. yeah. Everybody takes a Bolt bus down there for 4th of July. He lives in Long Island. It's a lovely house.
Oh, so you got to go to his house in Long Island.
No, there's a studio in the city where
Oh,
we're
okay, born. Okay, okay.
But don't All bring right. any of your black friends
yeah.
with you.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah, you can.
But they have to kind of
get at the door.
Be the dancey type.
They got to yeah. wear bulletproof vests yeah. just in case.
Oh, my God.
Kumia gets a little rattled.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Oh, they're with you? Oh, God. I thought they were just walking around the neighborhood.
I was late. I'm so excited that you're here and that you're guest hosting.
You
this
made
is
it.
Killer,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this
the sommelier.
What happened?
The sommelier.
What happened?
So
Somalian dude shot a white lady. Racially
he was
motivated.
A cop. Well, he was a cop. What, was it racially motivated?
We don't
I mean,
know.
You're going hard.
Way
you're going
I'm doing
way
what liberals
ahead.
Do. Just I'm doing what liberals do.
You kind of are. That's a
I'm
good
doing
point.
What liberals
you're kind
do.
Of. Yep. Yeah, that's a very good
do.
Point. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, come on. A white cop shot a black guy. I know there's no video evidence of it yet, and there's no explanation, but you know it's racist.
You're right. He's going
that's exactly what happened.
Right. So what happened is this. The guy was a cop. Aaron didn't mention that. Somalian Muslim did it.
Yeah.
So the guy was a cop.
Yeah.
He was Ethiopian, I think, right?
Somalian.
Somalian.
Used to be a pirate. Moved
oh,
to.
Was he really?
Up.
No.
We don't know.
You just figured because he's Somalian.
Like, you might have read that on Freedom Conservatives.
I
always look at what I'm reading and I'm like, what is? Oh, geez, dude, I should
I
not be on this.
The right wing sites are the fucking
they're
best.
So
because
good.
Of their names. Their yeah. names are the yeah. best. Like Freedom Fighter Conservative. Patriot.com.
EagleWingBlood.com.
Yeah. Western Liberty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Second Amendment.net.
Liberty Bell makes me cum.com.
That pizza shop is a Muslim terrorist attraction center run by Hillary Clinton's clone evil twin.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. There's these pig babies.
Yeah. Tired of putting them fluoride in the water to make the freaking frogs gay.
Somebody did an Alex Jones out. They took Alex Jones quotes and they made them into a Bon Iver song.
Yeah,
it's one of the funniest
this.
Fucking things.
Really?
Ever. Oh,
Lord, yeah, pull it up.
It.
Pull it up. But so I'll just get backstory. I'm
Aaron, do you think that chick's hot?
Yeah, Andreja Pedrick. How hot is she?
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
Yeah,
you fucking homo. That's a trans chick.
Aaron's
Hell
gay.
Yeah, he's not phased. Of course not. Yeah.
All right, what That's is right. it? I'm sorry.
Two dudes comfortable over here.
That's yeah. right.
It's Bon Iver. Just do Bon Iver, Alex Jones. It's
there
the.
It
it's
is.
One of the funniest fucking things. It's so funny. yeah. There we go. As an indie folk song. That's, oh, there it is. The top one.
The top one.
Yeah. You're doing good with reading, Lauren.
Oh, man. That was hard. I think
our war planners have.
Oh, let's see.
Rightfully said that 90% of modern warfare is informational. That's why it's more important than ever that all of you watching subscribe on YouTube.
No, I think this one's too long.
Well, maybe it's that one.
The paradigm of absolute control.
This could be. Yeah, this is it. I think this is it. You guys know Bon Iver, right?
Yeah.
Skinny Love.
Yeah. Every time I get my period, I want to cry. I play that song.
Why is he in the water?
Christian murder is gone. Baby is alive. He's selling their body parts. I don't even know about these people. I go out and face these scones. They literally crawl out from under rocks.
Green looking skin.
Screaming,
we love Satan. We want to eat
babies.
I have him on video. He's got him on video. Hillary's in the
creep. She sleeps in his face. With a creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. Woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. Told her and Obama just stink.
This is great.
Obama
and Hillary both smell like
sulfur.
He said that. He's in the water.
Why is he in the water? Literal vampire pot, then a
goblin. Berg's like, this is kind of making sense.
He's so out there, huh?
I'm laughing or I'm crying.
Doug Stanhope used to love this guy.
Self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's out. Look out. The matching video is the best.
Me and Dave make love to this song later.
We're talking about free market, unregulated love.
Right, stab exactly. Our daughter at the mall. We're gonna stab your wife, your son. So good. We're gonna stab you with a butcher knife, and then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Things like this that make the internet great.
Yeah.
The internet really hits a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
With
it's
memes.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, you know, Babe Ruth struck out a lot too.
No, there's you're right. The internet's hitting about 50 home runs with about 400 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah.
Good power hitter. Yeah. The internet is a power hitter.
Yes.
Yeah. That doesn't hit for average, but when he connects.
Oh, it's out.
It's out. Yeah. Aaron Judge out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
Alex Jones hates Somalians.
Yeah, he does. Well,
yeah, so wait, what happened with this thing?
Okay, so
a
what
cop
happened?
Shot a woman and what?
So what happened is an Australian woman,
yoga teacher, well-being coach, life coach.
Is this
coach,
in the United States?
Minnesota, Minnesota, which by the way has
a
very
huge
large
Muslim population.
Muslim and
yes.
Somalian population,
yes. Yes.
Primarily refugees
yes.
and immigrants,
yes.
some of which are legal.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was she called the cops, right, because she heard a disturbance or something. And why did she call them? She thought
she heard a disturbance in the alley behind her house.
Yeah, so she called the cops. The cops showed up, and she came to the front door or whatever, and he shot her.
Wow.
I don't know. There's maybe more details.
In the car.
Yeah.
But significant importance is the fact that all cops in that state have body cams that are turned on all the time. These body cams were off. Their dash cam was off. So it reeks of suspicion. Now, it could go one of two ways. It could be maybe this woman was crazy. No one knew about it. She ran up to the car. And the passenger cop is the one that shot her.
Yeah.
And the other option is maybe she went up and said something like, hey, I called the police, not the Dune Coons, you know, and then maybe this guy fired one into her. And
famous last
name
words.
Name of the episode, Dune Coons.
Or maybe she smelled like sulfur.
Yeah.
It was a goblin baby.
And they go, oh, no, it's sulfur, kill it. Kill it, one duda.
We don't know the details, but a cop killed a woman. Cops kill a lot of people.
But
cops kill.
Yeah, they kill.
I mean,
a lot of
what's interesting about this story, it doesn't get the same mainstream media coverage as if it would have gone.
Because it's
way.
Not as sexy, dude.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not as sexy. It fucking sucks. When it comes down to it, you said it, man. Cops fucking kill people.
Kill a lot.
Cops kill a lot of fucking people, whether it's black or white. And the majority of the time, it's not a race issue. It's a power class issue. And it's ill-prepared people fucking shooting citizens. And then we have to turn it into a racial thing because we can't make sense of the fact that we've got a fucking boot on our throat of people in power.
Nice. Well,
yeah. I mean, you know.
That's the name of the episode. Peace.
Mic drop.
Well, Bobby doesn't like us to get too much into politics. But, yeah, that, you know, I think with these things, it's never one thing.
No.
It's always like a compound of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot. Everyone likes to use one example to make bigger points. That's sort of the age we live in now. They point to one thing and they go, this big thing. Or they go to the other side and they go, this one thing, this big thing.
Right, right.
It's like every single instance has unique characteristics, you know? You got to
Different food tastes different. Yeah. It's always got different ingredients.
I mean, every single police shooting, I think, is more unique than it is the same. You know, you got to kind of look at the circumstances.
Yeah.
You got to put blame on the individual officers, the situation. You got to look at each one. You know, that's the more responsible way to do it than to just throw these blanket statements out there, you know. But that's not the society we live in now. People people make a lot of money off saying crazy shit. You know, it's like it's monetized. It's monetized now. You
know? Completely.
You call yourself, I'm a spokesperson, you know, this is what I represent. And then you just fucking say your shit.
Yeah.
And you find other people sitting in their house going like, fuck on all sides. It's like,
yeah,
the truth is for sale.
Right completely.
For clicks.
And you know what's so funny too? You'll go to Union Square and there'll be these fucking buttons that are like, resist, dump Trump, anti-capitalism, rise up. Two buttons for $6.
Yeah. I saw it firsthand when I first came down in 2001, right after 9/11. I came to New York for like the second time in my life. We went to the World Trade Center where it was. And I remember seeing it and you're like, oh, the horror of this. And then seeing people just selling stuff all around there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is, they're capitalizing on a tragedy, which is, that's American.
It's sliced apple pie. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the American dream now. It's no longer a house and a picket fence. It's it's doing no work, being a butt model and fucking capitalizing on tragedy.
Yeah. It's just, you know what annoys me the most is like both sides ignore the points that breed the other side. It's like liberals will never admit that, like, all right, Islam has some tenets in the religion that are like crazy.
Yeah.
And they just will never admit that. And they'll just be like, you're fucking Islamophobic. And then the other side will just go, oh, you guys are all fucking socialists. It's like both sides have points. And if you deny the truth of that side, you kind of empower the extreme of the other side.
For sure.
And it just perpetually just keeps going. And those are always the two loudest voices in the room.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that got these blanket, unnuanced statements that they just fucking scream.
And it's so funny that it's always like, well, you know, I just want to start a dialogue as long as I'm the only one talking.
Right. As long as you can listen to me and be changed by what I want you to be changed by.
That's why I hate today's feminism. Like, I don't buy into it. I think it's all garbage.
Oh,
I really do.
Completely. It's do as I say, not as I do. And also,
and these girls get so excited to post fucking pictures of, like, the campaign, Hillary Clinton. It's like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you don't, you're fighting, you're putting vagina hats on your head, and, like, you don't even know anything about feminism, and you're running around.
Oh, I thought the vagina hats were hilarious.
I thought,
That was
so
pretty funny.
Stupid.
Looked like one big bachelorette party. From a comedian's perspective, you're like, oh boy, this is a big bachelorette party coming to D.C.
This is going
to
be awful.
This is
going to
be a mess.
Tough,
They better have checks done by the time I get up there. These chicks are unruly.
Oh my God.
Now, R. Kelly.
What's that? What
now, this one's
that?
Interesting.
They're not slaves. One of them has reported back. She's safe.
Yeah.
She told, she's like, I can talk to my parents. I don't. R. Kelly, you remember back in the day, pissed on some kids or some shit. So now he's, where is he, Giannis?
I don't think it was pissed on some kids or some shit. He pissed on some kids.
Violently.
I don't think any of the other details were needed after that.
It's like,
but he had a few hit records.
Definitely.
Pretty good entertainer.
So we forgive
overall.
Him.
Unbelievable entertainer. Actually, He is so fucking talented. He plays a bunch of instruments.
Dude, it's he always the songs. Talented ones,
he
man.
He is extremely talented.
The
kiss
flute.
They can yeah. do He's whatever mastered. They want, and we'll forgive them because they've got, you know, magical vocal cords.
Yeah.
Well, so what happens? I don't know the detail. All I know is there was supposedly some cult that he had.
The original story, and I thought of you when this story came out yesterday.
Hey, why?
Because we were talking about the news and how sensationalized it is and how everything's fake and it's just for clicks. The headline was like, R. Kelly, allegedly holding several slaves right. in
perfect
quote,
example
slaves yeah. in compound and then it was like BuzzFeed reports and I'm yeah. like there's five red yeah. flags yeah. in this
BuzzFeed
article
BuzzFeed reports top yeah. 10 reasons why
yeah, yeah. R. Kelly has slaves
answer this quiz to see if you are a slave
top BuzzFeed
are you overweight
so the parents are like our daughters who are aspiring actresses are being held by R. Kelly in a basement at one of his properties. And then so they called to the news, and then BuzzFeed picked it up, and then this chick called her
Ariel
this chick
Castro
called the
house.
News, and she's like, nah, I'm fine. I'm in his basement. I'm in his basement.
Yeah,
we're
I'm in a puddle of piss, but I want to be here. Yeah.
I'm totally
they
fine.
Be there.
I mean,
yeah.
I can breathe through a straw yeah. 3 days a week. It gives me enough oxygen to live.
That's how showbiz is. Sometimes you got to fuck R. Kelly for
you
a couple
put in
months.
Your dues.
He feeds me pancake mix and dirty water.
I think it's pancake mix. I can't tell.
Just come.
That's what he tells me it is. I'm still alive. I have enough nutrients to
continue.
You hear
me talking, don't you?
She did a video
she
call.
She Skyped.
The best thing I saw today, did you see that girl walking in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy, huh?
Yeah,
breaking all the rules. It was
what, she didn't have a hijab on?
No,
yeah,
burqa,
and they wanted to arrest her, yeah.
Really?
Saudi Arabia, one of our biggest allies, by the way.
And they are the most oppressive pieces
wow.
of garbage.
They are
terrible people.
Yeah, there's a great documentary on Netflix about a couple of journalists who snuck into Saudi Arabia. Did you see that?
No.
They snuck into Saudi Arabia and they filmed and yeah, dude, they have like they went to a town square where they do like public executions and
wow.
Saudi Arabia is wild.
Yeah.
It's like medieval times over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, their ruling family has a lot of money and oil and, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Are there people there that don't subscribe to those laws and don't live by those laws? Like, I did a show the other night at Dangerfields, and there was two people from
Stop
Saudi
bragging.
Arabia.
Yeah. Stop bragging.
I was closing for almost full pay. So it's like they seem, you know, I'd like joke like, hey, is the wife allowed to talk? Of course he like laughed, but she never talked.
Right.
You know
you
what I mean?
You just got a woman killed by asking
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
yeah.
she allowed to talk? You're
She's
dead.
Dead now.
You have 14 minutes left. So I wonder if there's people that leave there or live there as well that don't subscribe to those laws?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't. I definitely know you're supposed you know they want you to subscribe
yeah.
to those laws.
I don't know about Saudi, but I know in like Mexico, Brazil, Iran, there's a huge underground punk scene. Mm-hmm. Of all these kids, because like rock music's illegal in Iran and you know, the government's so fucked up in Brazil and Mexico that all these kids have come together and they have these underground punk and like ska shows where all the music is just like anti-government rising up and everything. So I wonder if that's the same in Saudi, because you can't
no.
have a mass of people that just go lock and step with everything, can
well,
you? There's
Saudi.
Gotta be some dissent.
Saudi is like, they're gangsta with it. It's not
Saudi's
like,
rowdy.
Brazil, you know. Brazil, I think, is a little bit more diversity amongst the population.
You think?
Yeah, Saudi is just like controlled.
You don't think there's any dissent?
I'm sure there is, but I don't think it's to the level where there's like a punk scene in Saudi.
Yeah.
I just don't think so, yeah. I think it's pretty wild in Saudi.
Ian goes
yeah.
over there and creates the punk
yeah,
scene.
Yeah.
I bet the
I think
punk
you could
music.
Do it.
Bandana.
Yeah.
I
bandana
think he could do it.
Yeah.
I think a guy like you
he
can do it.
He just rides his bike. Hey, guys, follow
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
so fucking free, they wouldn't know what to make of. He'd show yeah. up with his shirt off and a bandana tied around his head.
And yeah. Everybody like, sweats.
He'd be fucking dudes, chicks,
yeah.
cats,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
everything.
Their heads would explode.
Yeah, they just wouldn't know what to make of.
Who is this new Jew that is coming and is ruining the entire neighborhood?
I'm not Jewish. What the fuck?
He is a shapeshifter.
Yeah. They would, first of all, yeah, they would not believe that you weren't Saudi, they'd be like, you're a Jew. There's no way.
I bet the punk music in those places sucks so bad. Like, I bet the musical instruments are good, but then their lyrics are like, say no to government! And then they just play for like 5 more minutes. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hitler!
No, you know, when people like throw around the Islamophobia thing, it's like, come on, dude. You can't have it both ways.
No.
You can't be like, we're for free, you know, we're for pro-choice. And then, but we're against Islamophobia. It's like,
yeah.
Well, Islam is not pro-choice.
They don't worry about it
all. No, you know, I can't be like women's rights and we hate Islamophobia. It's like, well, they're not for women's rights.
I mean,
you got to kind of
gay rights.
Yeah, or a lot of rights. Yeah.
The solution to everything is to be in the middle with leanings on both sides of some things, right?
Yeah, but guess what? It's hard to think and it's hard to have a nuanced opinion. It's much easier to just have a blanket thing of like, I'm with her.
Well, I just hate the notion of like the religion of phobia. It's like, look, dude, I'm secular, right? And I believe that is the evolved way to be.
Yeah.
So I am Islamophobic. I'm also Christianophobic. I'm Judaismophobic. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking Zoroastrianismophobic. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking phobic of any religion. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say, am I phobic of the people? No. Mm-hmm. I judge people. Like, if you're from Iran, Iraq, I don't give a... Yeah, I'm phobic of fucking dogma. Yeah. Of dogma. I'm not phobic of people.
Yeah.
You know? I understand a lot of these people are just
born into that shit.
I
love people, but the ideology of some things just ruins it. You know, I also think spirituality is a great thing, but I think humans taint it. You know what I mean? Like, people grab a hold of the Bible and just think that that's like...
What do you like more, spirituality or a nice hard dick after you've been on a pussy run to switch things up a little bit?
It is a spiritual experience. I'll tell you that much.
Did you know that he's bi?
I had some leanings towards believing that.
When he was sucking your dick, you were like, maybe he is.
Ian, I'm questioning you. Ooh, the whole load. The whole load. Still going. Still going. Tingly.
Now, you're not, though, but you were a male stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You jerked off dudes?
Jerked off in front of dudes.
In front of dudes.
Yeah. And you got hard.
They paid you to do that?
Yeah, you had to. You don't get paid. You can't jack off soft. What kind of show do you think I'm putting on here, kids?
Not a fucking hack. Like a hack.
You want to watch me squeeze a marshmallow for 8 minutes and then pump some Jergens on your lap?
Yeah. Would the guy touch you and stuff while you were doing it?
Yeah, sometimes they would try and touch your chest and stuff, but you move around so that they can't.
Hey,
shifty.
You do a nice move.
You just keep the $100 in your mind. $100, $100,
$150. Usually 150 was
Ben
the going,
Franklin's
right.
got some tits on him.
How many
this
ones
was Canadian
per night?
Money. Canadian money back in the day.
Did anyone just throw a loony at you?
It wasn't every night. It'd be like if you stripped for
like a treat.
You strip for gay men, then it'd be like you'd maybe jack off in front of one or two dudes, like in a private booth.
Where would you come?
You usually just come in your hand. Sometimes you toss it out.
Toss it at them?
They'd be like, come on my leg. You're like, it's an extra God. 50.
Did you get a little extra tip by holding it and being like, now this is going to be extra if you want me to throw it?
No, I never did that. A lot of guys would try and blow you. Didn't let a dude blow me there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
Even when they're flashing that money?
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, guys offer. I had like pretty fine lines of what I would do, but like I'd fuck with my friends and stuff. We'd fuck girls together. It's all right. I mean, God makes mistakes.
That.
I get it. But
I've
got a parade and shit. What are you gonna do? You know, you get fucking a special day, a month or whatever. You got the rainbow.
You're getting gay bashed by a guy who jerked up in front of you.
Somebody is very defensive.
Next level queer.
That was
get the fan. Get the fan.
But it was great. Those were great times. I loved it. I didn't know. So you were in a relationship with a woman recently, though.
I've been in a relationship with women for a long time.
But by like straight through. Does that get in the way
secretly,
of it?
And then I would be like single and I'd go on these like tears.
Nice.
Yeah. But from like 12 until like 24, I was like every 6 months to a year, me and this guy would fool around.
Same guy.
Same guy, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it was very shame filled. And
really?
Yeah, like we would fuck around that, like burn my clothes. It was like,
shit.
Yeah. It was like a ton of Catholic whatever.
Yeah.
And, Catholic guilt.
It was like, it was
so
very much like,
bullshit,
are we going to kiss? And he'd be like, oh, I'm not a faggot. I'll put your little boy mouth on my teen penis.
Yeah.
that was the dirty talk tone.
was there an age difference or you guys are same age?
Same age, man. Oh,
okay.
Dude, I'm so. It really makes me happy that you're free from that shit. That must have been brutal.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I hope there's some you know what duders out there listening. I know some of you, just by your comments to me, I think a lot of you are hiding stuff. Because that rage comes out.
Oh, it's rage filled.
Just take that rage and put it on.
Dude, it's funny.
Another
man.
Dude's
ever since,
dick.
Yeah. Ever
where
since
you want
I've
it.
Been like open about who I am, I've just like been this beam of like.
Yeah,
love
you're
and
flourishing as a human
like
being.
So good. Yeah, man. Yeah.
If somebody gives a shit about that, me and Verzi had a long talk about this once where we were boozed out. Mm-hmm. We were drinking whiskey and we got deep into this conversation. And I really believe that if you feel violently against somebody for what their sexuality is,
you are
there's
that.
There's no other explanation.
Yeah.
Because fear, it's you're so scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the fear is always self-projected, you know? It's like there's no other explanation. You are scared that you're that.
Absolutely.
And so you're like just trying to punch that out of existence. Because if you're not, why would you care?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like if you're not, you're just like, all right, dude, it's gay. More chicks for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's less of competition for me, you know? Why would you care?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand what the threat is to it. Like on the deepest level, what's the threat to it? We have too many people on the planet anyway. So you would almost think that it would be kind of celebrated. Like, look, these dudes like fucking other dudes. They're not going to make babies. We need more of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the fact that you would ever care about someone else's behaviors and like let that occupy space in your mind just blows the hell out of my head.
Sometimes I like gay people better than straight people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're nicer sometimes.
And it's not even because they're gay. It's just who they are. That person. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be true, too.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I like to add the label to it.
Yeah. No, it's an
There's
interesting thing
There's not enough lesbians, though. I feel like there's more gay men than lesbian women.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like people love lesbians more.
No, lesbians have taken a bad turn for the worse in the past few years.
Yeah, they're tough crowd.
They're tough now.
When you do comedy in front of lesbians, they're tough.
Oof.
Yeah. It's a tough.
Oof.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Big, burly bitches.
I think part of the reason why they're kind of, you know, a lot of them, not to stereotype, but are kind of surly is because they're women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unlike gay dudes who are just blowing loads every day,
right,
getting it out,
right.
Women are women. So, they kind of, lesbians get in relationships quick.
Yeah.
Right.
So, they're just as miserable as the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
yeah right, just like, right, fucking, I've been with Sally for 15 years. Then I got to play, we're on the same fucking softball team, too. I got to see her all the time. They just have that monogamy rage that we all have that are in relationships.
Yeah.
She just wants to get her a bean flicked by somebody new.
That's it.
Well, dude, that's so funny.
That would solve so much.
What, if everyone just
random one-night stands in relationships?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So much violence is tied to sexual repression, man.
It is. So much of this, like, MRA shit and all this bullshit of guys like, oh, fucking women, dude. It's because they've gotten rejected and they can't, like, come on who they want to come on. You know what I mean? It's
like, well, I just found out what you like to do. Come on, someone. I like to come in mouth.
Yeah.
So, you ever, there's two types of people I've noticed.
There are.
There's the in mouth or on.
I'm on now.
You're an on?
I used to be in. Yeah. I used to be in. Now I'm on.
I'm in, and I've only come on once.
Really?
Once. Yeah. Loved it.
I don't love the come on. Something about the in mouth is, I mean, it is the greatest.
I go both ways.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I can't handle it. I love it.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, I just can't handle it.
I love come in pussy.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a real feeling.
That comes with consequences, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's risky
well,
come
in buttholes, great, too. That's fucking. That's the best.
You're like, that's definitely not supposed to go in there.
That's bad.
That's the bad place.
Would you like some whipped cream on your chocolate shake? No,
dude, that's so true, though, because what is it? Every fucking Republican senator that's like, gay people are evil, no gay marriage, they're found blowing some guy in an airport.
Catholic priests.
It's always
priests. Yeah. Yes.
Shakespeare said it best. Breast.
I like that.
Thou, what is it? Thou protests too much.
Methinks thou dost protest too much.
I was going to let Lauren do it, but I know she didn't know either.
You know, I don't know.
Not yet. The book is on the list.
I'm sorry. I'm chapter one, babe.
I got to finish.
Put it to an EDM tune and maybe she'll learn.
I got to finish reading Rand Paul's Mein Kampf first. And then
Dave Smith's summer reading list.
Then I got to watch all his specials. I got to listen to every Libertas podcast. What's his podcast called again?
Part of the Problem.
I got to listen to Part of the Problem. Yeah. Volume 1, 2, 3, and 100. And
Atlas,
then I get to
Atlas Shakespeare. Shrugged is on just a music easel. She's getting banged, like reading it. Like, yes.
Yeah, that
you
process.
See me, I have tattoos of it all over my body.
You know what the biggest hypocrisy of it is? Like, you're like, a lot of those people are like very big freedom people, you know?
Right.
And it's like, is that, are you really for freedom?
Yeah.
Like, or are you for your type? Because that's not freedom. If like, you're like, that other person can't do that. Well, then you're not for freedom.
Yeah. You know? No, not at all.
Fundamentalism just represses people, you know? It just pushes them into a corner. And that's why they act out like that.
Well, yeah, and Catholicism, too. Like, your penis is evil. Any pleasure is
sex
wrong.
Sex is bad.
Sex is bad, you know?
It's
and
it's
just like,
thing.
I know.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's great, but it's like, you know, masturbation's evil. Mm-hmm.
That's,
you know,
like a sin growing up as Catholic. It's sin to masturbate.
But I always wondered, like, it because I hooked up a lot of Catholic girls. Like my first hand job was a Catholic girl on
Hell
a rock.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, like,
did they confess?
No. Well, yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah. But yeah, and I was the confession. Like, I jerked off a guy.
There was this green boy, and we were on a rock, I jerked him off.
And I was going, forgive me, Father, for every stroke. But isn't it almost worth it? Knowing a lot of Catholic girls that I do growing up in Brooklyn, you know, Catholic schools everywhere, isn't it almost worth it to be a Catholic for how good it makes the shame and the sex?
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean? It's
dude,
so
I used to jerk off and pray while I was jerking off.
Oh, that's hot, though.
Because I was
I gave a blowjob after CCD one night, and I felt so
bad. What's CCD?
Bad. Catholic school.
Oh. For like public school kids?
That was a great moment where the Jew was just like, what's this?
What's this?
This
CCD?
Gentile world you
Wait,
live in.
How do I invest in this CCD? Do they trade on the New York Stock Exchange?
I thought God was like, you're awful.
Cash
I watched
delivered?
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that forbidden fruit, it makes it like a forbidden fruit. It almost makes it worth it, almost. You know? Like, how good must it feel when, like, because you're feeling these
when
opposites.
When it's wrong, it's the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude,
right, but
wrong.
The second you come, you're like, hellfire! You know?
It's so good. When you fuck where you're not supposed to fuck.
Yeah.
Or with
you
someone you're not
penis
you're supposed
on
to
things.
Be wearing a condom. And
even when you flirt with someone that you're not supposed to be flirting with.
Yeah.
You know, that's like so
in
fun.
In your case, a guy. Steven.
Yeah. Or Shaniqua.
Who used to be a Shanique.
Yeah.
Now you
can only hope.
You what was your first Gentile puss? It must have been so good.
Let me see.
What do they call him? Goyim? Goyim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got a blowjob from this girl that used to I was in this gang Woo! Called the Posse, and it was a subdivision of the Untouchables. This
no.
White privilege gang.
No.
That's some real Canadian shit right there.
What? Yeah. What would you do in your gang?
Where the fuck are you doing in our neighborhood, eh?
Breaking the cars.
Yeah, fucking get out of here, bud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Take people's shoes?
Yeah, take people's Doc Martens.
Oh, my God.
Where you going with those fucking shoes, bud?
Nice shoes, fella. Why don't you just come over here and let me try them on, would you?
Hey.
Come on.
I'm going to shine them for you.
Oh, there's a harmony tax on those shoes, fella. You're walking through the wrong neighborhood. Tariff. There's a tariff now.
Where the fuck do you think you're going, bud?
Oh, I don't see no hockey puck behind ya.
You want to fucking go, bud?
Yeah, so Canadian.
Hey, bud, you ain't wearing enough jeans.
She had braces, like big braces, and everyone's like, that girl gives the best blowjobs.
With braces?
Yeah, and I went in this tube slide. You know those playgrounds, and they would have those orange plastic tube?
How old
she
were
blew
you?
Me in the winter, maybe like 15, 16. Yeah. It was so good. And then I took her to Swiss Chalet after. What's that? It's like a chicken place in Canada where you go and it's like $9.95 for like a breast and a potato. She took that. My first blowjob, I was so excited. The mouth was so warm and it's in the middle of winter and you're just like, good. I'm maybe 15, 20 seconds and just hurling a mass of 15 years of cum just rocketing down this poor slob's throat. Just fucking just so much cum.
Did she swallow?
Oh, she took it all,
she
yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
Can you look her up on Facebook?
I don't remember her name.
Oh, Aaron.
I looked up the girl that gave me chlamydia on Facebook. I found her.
What was her name?
Kathy Quinn.
You're not supposed to say her real name.
I say her real name all the time.
Kathy Quinn.
Fucking whore.
Fucking goyim.
Chlamydia and syphilis I got from her.
Jesus.
Nuh-uh.
Kathy,
what?
Whore.
Yeah. You got syphilis.
It's a week ago. A week.
You got syphilis.
My wife.
Your poor baby.
And you cured. You got cured of syphilis.
Yeah, you have to get a shot of penicillin.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sure
but
you know that.
I keep it in my pocket like a diabetes needle.
An EpiPen.
Yeah, EpiPen with penicillin.
Got a hip sack on him just to get. It feels like syphilis.
That's he really does.
Do you really?
Yeah.
EpiPen?
No.
The pack.
Do you know when the doctor comes in with the checklist when you're like getting an STD test? He's like, you identify, you had sex with him. He's like, yep. Have you had sex with a girl in the last week? Yep.
Just check all those.
Guys,
all the boxes.
Keep going.
He actually goes, you guys don't have any more boxes? I got a few more.
I got a couple more things.
What about recent tranny?
Can I write my own box?
Recent tranny changed back.
Recent tranny changed back.
You need a box for that.
Tranny trans to no tranny. Do you have that?
When he comes in, they just come in with a book. Yeah. And they just open it. And he's just sitting there checking for the first 20 minutes.
So what are your symptoms? I forget. It's been so long. Jeez.
Everything.
You have it's the a worst. Super shot.
It's the worst.
It's just a huge bow and arrow.
You never had syphilis, right?
No.
Thank God.
I never had an STD.
Horrible.
You never had an STD?
No.
Should go get checked.
Jesus, all the rodeos?
I get tested every couple months.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Yep,
good for you.
I have also never had an STD.
Clean bill
fucking
of health.
Fucking wild, dude.
That's insane.
Fucking wild.
Yep.
And, it's kind of good to be out of the game because, like, the fear of those always
I'm incredibly
looms.
Clean, though. I'm very safe.
Yeah. You said you check.
Yeah. I check. I have that conversation beforehand. Yeah. Like, hey, are you... When was the last time you...
Are you
I used to do this...
the creepier thing
ever. I used to do this thing. I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do. So after sex, I'd be like, hey, just to let you know, I have herpes, but I don't have an outbreak. They'd be like, what? I'd be like, I'm just kidding. Do you?
It's actually smart because you can tell by their reaction.
Yeah.
If they're freaked out, then you know that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If they're like, well, funny you say that.
Yeah. Because I'd be so nervous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a tough one. You know, Joe List, he's open
he's
about it.
He's got the herpes.
And he's open about it. He asked the girl. He asked the girl and she was like, yeah. Or she told him.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Wait,
she
beforehand?
She told him I have herpes.
She said, I have herpes. And he was like, I don't care.
He's like, he wanted to bang her so bad.
Really?
Yeah, he did it.
Condom? No condom?
No cons. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's what he was drinking, you know?
Yeah.
It was probably one of my favorite moments in comedy where he admitted that at the Chris Laker Awards at Bar 4.
Yeah.
Where he just stood up.
Is it when he first got it?
Yeah. He just said to the whole packed room full of people, it's been a great year for me. I got herpes.
That's great.
Yeah. It must feel so good to be open, though, about it. And say, you know? Because then, nobody cares. I never think about that. And who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah, we're all too busy being obsessed with our own bullshit to really care.
I'll tell you this, I won't share a cigar with them. Hey, can I try it?
We're a green room.
Get out. Store down the street.
You suddenly just quit smoking cigars? Yeah. You know what? I'm done. You can have the rest of it.
Hey, finish it.
man, it's a beautiful thing.
You've only been with one person before.
Sexually?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nuh-uh.
Wait, what do you mean? I've only had sex with one person?
Before your current boyfriend.
No, I had sex in high school.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hike school.
Hike
say
school.
It like that.
School.
I did sex in hike school.
I had sex in high school.
Yeah. Were you scared of the diseases?
We always used condoms because I never wanted to get pregnant, but I didn't want to go on birth control either because birth control fucks
you up. Birth control's so fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it fucks you up.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
You're going to be on it for 6 months. So we just always use condoms. Yeah. Condoms suck too, man.
I know. But I didn't want a baby.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron.
I'm having a baby. I still think now, like, if I wanted to cheat, like, if I talked to my wife and I was like, hey, could I just fuck randoms on the road? Even if she said yes, then I'd be like, I gotta wear a fucking condom. And then you're like,
right.
I mean, but you don't want to roll the dice the other way and then bring fucking clams something back home to your wife. Yeah.
Clams.
After you've been in Calgary for a weekend.
That's a new one. Clams. Yeah.
Clams.
Clam from
the
clams.
My pussy burn? Did you fuck someone? That then it turns into a whole fucking thing.
Clams.
Did you use a public toilet?
Yeah. That happens to a lot of couples. I feel like I've heard stories like that where the guy goes out and cheats and then gets something
brutal
and gives it to his wife.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
the
worst. Yeah.
Happens the other way around too.
Yeah.
I have a friend happened to twice.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, his taste in women, you could tell he
likes the trash.
He likes
the dirty birds.
He likes the trash.
Dude, I used to be a carpenter and I was on a job.
You used to be a carpenter as well.
Yeah.
Who are you, the Village People?
I've had every job at the Village People. I was working at this house and this guy who's a cop and he told me his friend got caught cheating. His wife logged into his email and he was talking to an escort and was like, I will pay you no condom. I have immaculate health. I'll do whatever it takes. Just like hounding this prostitute over and over. And she found him. They just had a baby. Oof. She fucking left him and everything. The guy was moving in to stay at his house.
Wow.
The cop's house. Yeah.
Wow.
I have immaculate health to this prostitute.
Immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because escorts are probably safer than any chick you meet at a bar. If they're high end, they get tested all the time. They're
how do you
safe
get high end?
I mean, yeah, call girls maybe.
Call girls, like, but not ones you're meeting on Avenue A.
There's a few call like girls that do comedy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? I bumped into. I could show you a picture. I don't want to say on the air.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Are they still working?
Call girls that do comedy?
Dude, if I was a hot chick, I might be a call girl. Easy money.
Dude, I work at a bar where you just had to take your top off. I'd make so much money.
When I first got divorced, you know, Chris Scobo, he like sat me down. We were like eating dinner when I don't know what we were doing. And he was like,
listen to Sweet
so
Buddies.
So serious. Yes. Subscribe to Sweet Buddies.
Plug in his dumb podcast.
I really think, Lauren, what you need to do is just be an escort, like a high end, and like really trying to sell me on it. I was like,
right.
No, I'm not doing this. Right,
Scopo's right. An animal.
Yeah, he's like, I'll manage you. I got your back.
Literally,
like,
serious?
Yeah.
No way.
He's like, I'll take a cut. And I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Oh my God.
What Queen's trash?
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to be a fucking
he's
modern
like,
day pimp.
Let me tell you what you got to do now. Now you divorce your back out there.
No.
You're back out there now. So, Lauren, what you have to do, you know?
No, just sell your pussy.
Yeah. You know, it's a queen's secret, you know? All the pretty girls.
Money.
All the pretty girls I went to high school with in Queens,
secret.
You know?
Oh,
I got a guy.
They became court girls. He is such queen's trash.
I love
this.
Scopo. He's so queen's.
Scopo.
You want some Yankee tickets, Giannis?
Yeah.
I got you Yankee tickets.
You want a Yankee game?
Yeah.
No, he likes the Mets.
He's a Mets fan, but he's always got
Yankees
tickets. What are you doing? I'm from Queens. Is he from Flushing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just moved to Queens.
Where?
Yeah, whoa. Jackson Heights.
How is it?
I love it. Yeah. It's all Asian and Mexican and Indian.
Lost me.
No blacks.
Good food. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You said that.
I feel very safe.
Yeah. Berg just starts screaming.
I wouldn't move back to a black neighborhood.
I could not.
I wouldn't do it again.
Why?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
No respect for the neighborhood. No respect for the neighborhood. Just dog shitting everywhere.
Now, do you think that's a black thing or a poverty thing?
That'd be a black thing.
This is the point.
A poverty
disagree.
Thing.
This
I
is the point
disagree.
Where somebody else can take over hosting this podcast. I will retreat into that.
I don't think it's a race
thing. Yeah,
I think
it's a black
a poverty thing.
Thing. It's a black thing.
Well,
I'll tell you, these Asians, they keep a nice
thing.
Neighborhood.
The Asians do?
Oh, yeah. They keep a nice safe
you know
neighborhood.
Why?
They don't even look at me.
They treat it like their noses. They pick them clean all the time. Asians love picking their noses. I won you guys back with racism.
On the train a lot of times.
On the train like crazy. They'll just dig it while
you're
looking.
That's the thing in their culture. They always
spit. Oh, really?
Spit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creepy vans, though, I noticed in my neighborhood.
Ooh, yeah.
They're probably busting in the chicks at work at the nail salons.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you
holy
go to the nail
shit,
salons
we're going
there?
Deep right
not
now.
Not yet, but I'm going to go.
You should.
Yeah.
Do you have a nice apartment?
It's all right.
How many roommates?
Just one. She's from Nepal. She's like a little Buddha. Yeah, she's really sweet.
Really? Mm-hmm. You mean fat? She's fat?
No, she's in shape.
Oh,
because okay. She's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys kiss each other?
You guys don't live together yet, huh?
No. I mean, she's all right. We kiss.
You and
Dave had the talk yet or no?
Pillow what? Because I live with a woman?
No, about moving in.
Oh, no.
No, not yet. No. You're going to wait. You're going to wait for that. You guys are going to wait.
Like 8 months?
Yeah, yeah. You got to wait.
It's a legit relationship.
You got to wait.
You got to wait.
You got to wait.
We're waiting.
Yeah, gotta wait. That's good. Waited.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you wait?
Waited. I don't know, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
What'd you do? Get pregnant first or move in together?
Moved in together. We got married before we got pregnant.
Oh, that's good.
He just forgets about marriage. It's just not what
I said. I gotta say, what? My pet peeve, I may be alone on this.
What?
I hate when couples say, "We got pregnant."
I hate it.
Did you guys get pregnant?
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
We didn't do shit.
Right.
She
right.
got pregnant.
No.
Well,
I
you
did.
And
I got her.
The seed.
You impregnated her.
Stop giving women credit where they don't deserve. She fucking laid there and took a load like a good lady.
I did that.
Oh, hey.
She was lucky I had 11 swimmers.
Hickory dickory dock. I impregnated her with my cock.
Women go through a lot.
Yeah.
You know that.
It's a nightmare.
Fucking
a nightmare.
Can't
so
sleep
moody.
On her belly. She's got to sleep in a certain position.
Jeez.
She's eating for two right now.
You evil man putting her through that.
And what do you do? You go smoke cigars outside the stand. But we got pregnant.
Yeah.
You sit in your hot tub with your shirt off.
And his kid's coming soon.
Counting your protein and fiber. Smoking a fucking Cuban going, honey, you all right in there? While she's puking into a fucking toilet.
Yeah.
But we got pregnant.
She hasn't been puking a lot, but yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I do something.
What's like her
I mean,
thing?
I make
is
it possible
right?
for them to both live, you know.
That's true.
I do that.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah, she's doing good.
You don't have to,
she's
I
on
mean,
the road today with
this kid, every
Verzi.
Chance he gets, he fucking brags.
Who?
He's working at Dangerfields.
Whoa.
He's making enough spot pay to feed his wife.
I feed the wife.
Wife and fetus. I feed my fetus
this
pretty
is top
well.
Level shit right here. This ain't no Roger Paul representation we're talking.
She's on the road with Verzi right now?
Yeah, they're going to Delaware right now.
Oh, to Dewey Beach.
Dewey Beach.
I did that last weekend.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Scarpelli.
See how it all comes back to Dewey
it's
Beach.
It's his gig, yeah. Scarpelli. It was a fun gig.
I've done it last year.
I was supposed to do it last year. Got canceled.
2 years before that. Why did it get canceled?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm doing it August 1st or 2nd. Did you have fun? It's a fun room, right?
What I recommend is going like a day or two early.
You stay at the hotel.
And just like
my
enjoy
my wife's
it.
Family lives
you gotta
20
go
minutes
to,
from
you gotta
so
go
a
to
couple
Ed's
days
seafood.
Early and make it like a little mini vacay.
We went, oh,
I'm
yeah.
drive there and come back.
We went 2 years ago.
Yeah,
to,
that's pointless.
What do I want to do?
Go to the beach.
Yeah, her family's
Dewey
there.
Beach.
I go
yeah.
there. We got to go. Maybe go for one night. I don't like going
you go to
beach.
Rehoboth. You go to Funland.
You don't tan
Rehoboth.
You get Core Brothers. You get Thrasher's Fries. It's the best. You get Grotto's Pizza. Then you get Dolly's.
Grotto's is good.
A town with no tax, too.
Delaware's
oh, yeah.
tax.
Easy to get guns, too.
Yeah.
You can buy a handgun there.
Yeah. You know what I like about Berg?
Huh.
We're in the same age bracket.
Uh-huh.
I love people in my age bracket because we don't. When you get to a certain age, you don't need a lot to have fun. You mm-hmm. you smoke a how happy you just with a stick in the fucking sauna?
So happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young kids, like, they just kind of, they're always antsy. Like, what are we going to do? What are we gonna, they don't appreciate. Mm. You know, I could stare at a tree for 20 minutes and have a great day.
Yeah.
That
go to
happens
the park,
yeah.
just in the park. Oh, that's perfect.
I like doing dude. That.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, but you...
Dude, yesterday I sat...
You lived the life of a 50-year-old renegade.
Yeah, I've lived the life of an ex-meth head biker. A
lot of miles on you, kid.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what's beautiful about getting older is that you know yourself.
Girls stay
you're
the same
comfortable
age.
With yourself.
Yeah.
And you get sentimental a bit. I like listening to older music now. I like listening to the music that I listened to when I was a kid because it takes you back to that time. And you...
I love Little Feet.
That's one of the greatest. You know, being comfortable in your own skin is the best.
It's the best.
And that's what happens when you're older. It's just the. It
took a long time.
Yeah. And
for
you're
me,
just,
especially.
Me too.
Yeah,
like,
me till
I was in my 40s, even in my late 30s, I still wasn't.
Me too.
Still wasn't comfortable.
Comics were kind of. We were late bloomers because we were like grown children, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's so glorious on the other side. It's so freaking nice. You're just comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
Can, you
women
know.
Don't have that until they're much, much older, I feel
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're not comfortable in your own skin?
No, I mean, like, women still have to try a lot harder, I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, even just makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, women walk around like they're in a play every day.
I know.
Yeah.
Doing my hair, maybe I gotta pick out my outfit. Yeah. You know?
Imagine having. I hate doing fucking makeup. Like when dude. I had oh, show on Fusion, it was every day.
Yeah.
I would hide. From the, they would have to find me. It became like a funny thing.
Yeah.
Because I would try to hide and right. then we go live. So it was like I'd have to just run on set.
Yeah.
And they would fucking get pissed. They'd be like, I was like, I hate sitting in a fucking chair, getting the makeup on you. It burns your face. Yeah. You guys deal with that.
I know.
And then you got to take it off with alcohol every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
your
don't
eyebrow,
use
your eyelashes. Yeah. And
Marianne on the show, the women always have to go like get hair and makeup for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. She would always be in the makeup chair. When we were learning the show, we had to do it in the makeup chair because we would learn the show like 2 hours before the show. And we'd have to do it in the makeup chair because that's when she would start her makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me and the other guy, Pedro, we did makeup in 5 to 7 minutes. It was just like bloop, a little this.
I mean, that is sitting there. That is pretty insane.
Yeah, women, it's a whole
like
fucking
if I want to like really look good and I'm going out, I need at least 2.5 hours.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Yes.
And then you take a runny shit and it's all ruined.
But it is funny though. Like I try my hardest to be like, hey, don't wear makeup, be yourself. Yeah. I don't care. I love it. And then I see them without a face and I'm like, makeup.
Oh,
makeup.
Jesus.
Put it back.
I can't toss one into you.
I love a girl without makeup. If she's pretty without makeup, I like
In sweats or whatever. It's so great.
Yeah.
As long as the nice dick just hanging there.
Yeah, you can see the outline of the dick and the sweats, you know? Yeah.
Now,
nice
when you
Cowboys
watch
jersey.
When you watch tranny porn,
uh-huh.
Do you need the girls to be hard to turn you? Like, is it weird? The limp dicks are weird.
I'll tell you.
Limp dicks are ugly.
Because with gay and trans porn, it's like you have emphatic proof that they're turned on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Empirical
with,
evidence.
With like, yeah, but with like regular porno, you know, the woman's faking. She's I'm coming. And you're like, no, you're
Back
not.
Me.
You fucking stupid liar. Just be, I want you to be truthful.
They're basically like Lauren for the first month of the relationship. Remember that part of the podcast? Everyone except Dave. I faked it for
him. Everyone except him.
She said
women
can't have to be comfortable in order to come. So she goes the first month, she always fakes, and then she goes, except for Dave.
Good for you for being so honest.
Good for him. I never had to fake it, right?
Exactly.
Never had to fake it.
Wink, wink. Elbow, nudge.
You guys do passionate love. It's cerebral.
Passionate, no.
No?
We're gross.
Ooh.
Yeah. Crank up some Ed Sheeran. When your legs don't work like they used to.
Disgusting.
That's your wedding song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
Didn't he just do a guest appearance on Thrones?
Big trouble, bro.
Yeah.
He's off Twitter now.
Really?
He got off Twitter last night.
People got pissed about it, right?
He got so much, like, he got a couple good positive things, but everybody else is like, Ed Sheeran sucks. He's off Twitter.
He sucked already.
He bailed. Yeah.
He was terrible. You know what
I saw Ed Sheeran live at Barclays Center. He fucking rocked Barclays Center.
Great. He's fucking great. Ugh. Here's the thing where Game of Thrones fucked up.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't have done that. It's not the type.
I don't understand what happened.
He did a guest appearance on Thrones.
Yeah.
And people who love Game of Thrones are pissed because it's like, you know, they like getting lost in the world of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And it takes you out of it.
You get like a celebrity. You're like, is that what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Are you guys the prices right now?
Yeah.
You know? So like pissed. I understand. It's just a stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's like, who's next? David
it's like
Beckham?
Product placement.
Is David Beckham going to be on now? And fucking.
Yeah. Remember in War of Planet of the Apes, they have that big Coca-Cola truck just out of nowhere? The product
I didn't
placement.
Notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, but your subconscious did.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
They know what they're doing.
Got a Coke.
Yeah, they know what they're fucking doing.
I thought that
would be
stunk.
I don't know. Really?
What? Yeah.
I liked it. Dave infected you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave afterwards, I didn't know.
It's all anti-man.
Yeah.
What, Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, because it makes you hate humans and you rooting for the apes.
Yeah.
It's just like fucked up.
Well, I always root for the animals.
I wasn't.
Whenever an animal gets hurt in a movie, I always root against the humans.
Yeah.
You know, I love animals.
I don't root for either one when I see that movie because I'm an adult. And, it's
a
far-fetched
movie.
Fiction.
I liked it. I teared up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a picture. Someone took a picture of me going, we were watching. Yeah.
I saw Kumail Nanjiani's movie. I cried like a bitch.
Dude, my brother told me it was fucking great.
So good.
That's what I heard.
One of the best movies I've seen probably all year.
Really?
Yeah.
So good.
Kumail?
Takes romantic comedy to the next level.
Really?
Yeah. That's the word on the street.
Fucking phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa, and for you to look past his skin color, that must be a great film.
I like brown comics are pretty safe. They're just trying to make it in a white man's world. I get it.
All jokes aside, my brother was raving
so
about
good.
It.
Really?
Raving.
Giannis,
I
so
see
good.
It.
I called my wife crying on FaceTime in the street. It's so good. Wow. It's such a great movie. You got to see it. Yeah. I mean, it'll be on Netflix in a while, but it's one of those films that's worth supporting in a theater. It's his real life story about him marrying a white woman, you know, his relationship with a white woman, how his parents wanted to disown him. And that became like a real story that then blew up in the news and became like, you know, a trending topic about Indian men marrying white women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How it's so dishonorable to their families.
Oh, yeah. And I read an article that was like, can we stop having black and brown men going after white women? In movies, and everyone's like, it's his real life.
Yeah.
Are you saying he failed in his real life? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
He wrote it, right?
Shouldn't be able to touch art. Yeah.
He did write it?
Yeah.
Props to Kumail, man.
I forget who directed it, though.
I think it was Apatow who
produced
it. Yeah,
Apatow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're right.
Man,
he's doing everything nowadays.
Fucking guy.
He's got no spare time.
Yeah, he hits a lot of homers, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a few misses, but there's a lot of fucking homers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I never got into Love. On Netflix, I never got into that.
And then afterwards, it was like, what's? It's just the same thing.
You know, what's really good—the Dr. Dre documentary on HBO.
Oh, about Eminem. About Eminem.
Defiant Ones.
Yeah, Defiant Ones. Yes. It's about what's his name? The guy from Capitol Records. The music producer.
Marty Scherzenbaum.
Are you talking about Jimmy Iovine?
Jimmy Iovine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Jimmy Iovine.
Have you seen? Really have you seen Glow?
No.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Oh, no, but I saw that.
I saw the documentary and the series, and it is wonderful.
A lot of people like it. Mark Maron's in it.
Oh, I was sobbing watching the documentary. Yeah, I think my meds got messed up.
Is there any reads or anything?
No, Bobby did it up top.
Oh, he did that read. Yeah. And what was that company called again?
Deep Discount.
DeepDiscount.com.
DeepDiscount.com.
Great place to go for any type
Love
of movie you want.
DeepDiscount.com. Huge supporters of Compound Media as well.
There you go. DeepDiscount.com.
All your DVD needs. They get your DVDs that you can't get.
Even the ones you can't get on Netflix or Hulu.
Phenomenal.
Deep
Discount.
That's so great. I'm going to go there today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a deep discount.
We're at the 2, Mark. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was.
Great.
I feel bad that I was late, but this flew.
Nah, dude.
Sorry, man.
You were awesome.
Yeah.
You came in at the right time.
Yeah.
Because Ian was doing a lot of Aaron Burke bashing. I'm glad you weren't here to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty easy to bash. I'm not a very good comedian, not a good person. I get it. I'm a good person.
But you do have a podcast people should listen to that you can plug
right now. Yeah, it's In Hot Water. It's on compoundmedia.com, and I'll be in is this live?
Yeah,
Montreal on. Comedy Festival next week.
Hey,
July 26th to 26th to 30th. I'll be there.
Going home to Canada.
Hell yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like going back there.
Yeah. No,
you're a New Yorker now.
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker.
New York,
you love
shit.
America, dude. That's awesome.
I love America.
And
he
loves
hard.
New York. Yeah. How fucking great is New York?
America loves you.
Greatest say it again.
City in the world.
Best. Greatest New York.
Greatest city
just
in the world.
Say it.
It really
I
is.
Mean, you don't have to convince anybody that shit.
No.
You're here for like a year or two, you're sold. You're like, this place is a universe that never runs out.
Yeah.
Every other city.
And then you leave and you feel like you're missing out on
everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when you're little, every movie's in New York. Gotta be there.
It's just the excitement. It makes you like a cokehead.
Yeah.
The adrenaline of it just never dies.
Yeah.
Best scene in the world.
Oh, I love it.
Well, New York is happy to have Berg. He's a great dude.
Thanks,
very
man.
Funny comic. Check out his podcast. See him in Montreal. Ian?
Yes, sir.
What are your plugs, my friend?
Hello. You can follow me on Instagram, Ianimal, IanImal. My website, ianfidance.com. And I'm going to be on Bennington on Monday the 24th. And then Kumia show on the 31st.
Nice.
Fuck.
I got a bunch of bar shows.
Love Bennington.
Lots of stuff coming up.
So good.
He's
so great. He's been so kind to me, man.
He's the greatest.
He's so wonderful.
He is the fucking great. How long's he been doing stand-up?
I mean, he just came back at it maybe a year
and
a bit
doing
ago.
Yeah, years ago.
He but is
he
used so to do it. Fucking
He's
funny.
He's so fucking quick on
He's
stage.
He's so
man.
Funny. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It is fucking nuts. And he's so funny on radio.
Yeah.
So good.
And when you do radio with him, nobody's ever made me feel like so comfortable. Like it just kind of like he just always picks the ball up and like keeps it, and he always has something. He's just the best.
Yeah, he is.
Bennington's
a
check.
He's
out
been so kind to me, man. I love him a lot. I love going in there. So.
And where can the people catch you besides the Grizzly Pear and you motherfucker?
I'll be at the Lantern.
You can catch Ian at every black show.
I'll be at Niagara Bar. 4:30.
I'm gonna be at Escape Lounge in August.
If you could bring three people and just say
you
that.
Motherfucker.
The word fi die.
I got a bunch of bar shows coming up in fucking Williamsburg and Brooklyn.
And of course, you got a podcast somewhere. You're a comic.
I don't have a podcast, man.
You heathen.
No, I just go on podcasts. I gotta get one.
All right. Lauren?
Just
Jerry?
Lauren Cabrera. Jerry?
Donald? What do we got, D?
Just going to read Bobby's dates, too.
Okay, Bobby's dates,
yeah.
Guys.
I'm going to be opening for Bobby at Side Splitters,
there
right?
You go.
That's right, Bobby.
Booyah.
Right.
There you go.
He's at Just for Laughs. He just left today, so he's going to be there up until
let me just
the
say this
27th.
Real quick. You're the new Stavros, my man.
Woo! Hell yeah.
Damn,
that's
Bob.
Right.
Side Splitters.
And then YKWD Live Podcast will be at JFL this year at the Hyatt Regency on the 27th. Then, yep, September Side Splitters with Ian, 28th, 29th, 30th, and then October 12th in Tacoma, Washington.
Right on. And if you're listening to this live, I will be at the Hartford Funny Bone this weekend, and then next weekend I will be at the Arlington Draft House. So come check it out and follow me on Twitter and give me all your fucking aggressive, stupid comments about
come
how,
at me, bro.
Yeah, how dumb I am. That's all I get. When the last guy was like, do you hear yourself on You Know What, Dude? Do you know how dumb you are?
Three followers.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you.
Cartoon picture for profile.
Yeah. Some guy told me I was Petterist David Cross.
It's actually fucking hilarious.
Fuck you. Right?
Hey, I wrote it. So did it come from
loved
Dicky
it.
Warner.
I loved it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Peace
thanks,
out.
Thanks, everybody.
Enjoy every sandwich.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.